And that Rav Amir Aleph, in Maseches Pesachim, on the last two lines, more quotes a Tosefta from Maseches Megillah, that records the Machlokes HaTanoim, how early before Pesach do you have to start going through a Mitzvah Pesach. The Chachamim are of the opinion, Shalom Vadoshim, Mitzvah Tav Pesach Kodeshim Yom, you have to start learning the Dinim 30 days before. Rav Shimon Amri Loimer, Shtei Shabbatos. It's enough if you learn 2 weeks before. The Gemara seems to imply that this is a real machloikis on the level of the Raisa. It's based on Sukkim and Chumash. And we taskin like the Chachamim that the Halach is Shalom Vadoshim, Mitzvah Tav Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem La Pesach. The Rishonim are bothered with the kasha, the Ran, and the Rif is bothered with the kasha that the Gemara in the very last daf of Megillah learns out from a pasuk by Davar Moshe is Meyadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Shoel Medoshim Miluchas HaTesach VeTesach Hilchas HaTzeres VaTzeres Hilchas Chag VeChag, that you have to learn the Dinim HaTesach on Pesach, and here it says you have to learn the Dinim HaTesach Shlosh Miyom Kodem HaTesach. So which is it? So the Ran is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the first page in Hilchas Pesach. The Ran says the obligation to learn the dinim, to have Kriyas HaTorah, the Rav should give a shir, drasha, whatever in the dinim, that's Hilchas Pesach with Pesach, Hilchas HaTzeres, Pesach, Hilchas Chag V'Chag. Argument that says Shalom HaTorah, Hilchas HaTesach doesn't necessarily mean that you're obligated to start learning Hilchas Pesach before. It means that if the yeshiva is learning Maseches Shavuot, and there's a p'china coming up in Mishnah Hilchas Tefillah. So Talmud has a right to ask the Rebbe, Shaila, Kasha, whatever, an issue on Maseches Shavuos and on Mishnah Berurah Hilchas Tefillah. The guy's going to start asking at Eben Ezra, Chayish Mishpat, Yeridei, anything else, at Shel Shaloi Kinyan. So the Rebbe has a right to say, I'm not mechuyav to know that. In fact, in the Tosefta it says the Talmud, if he asks in public, has to apologize and say, Shaloi Kinyan Shalti. Has to apologize for asking Shaloi Kinyan. But if the Shia is learning Shavuos and the guy starts asking something, the Hilchas Pesach in the middle of the Shia, someone not in the middle of the Shia, it's in public, and they have a public forum for discussion, so Talmud starts the Hakara in Hilchas Pesach, so the Shloshim Yom Kodem LaPesach is not considered Shol Shaloi Kinyan. But still, it means that you do have to start preparing Shloshim Yom Kodem LaPesach. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion, back in the first page in Hilchas Pesach, the Taz quotes a discussion from the Beis Yosef regarding this din. There's a discrepancy between the Lashonis and the last daf in Megillah, commenting on the pasuk that Abba Moshe is Me'ad Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. It says that din when you get to Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lam Yisrael Shoshana Vedoshim Hilchos Pesach VePesach Hilchos Atzeres VAtzeres Shavuos and Hilchos Chag VeChag. So it says regarding all the three Yom Kippurim. Here it only says Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem LaPesach. Doesn't say about Shavuos, doesn't say about Sukkot. So the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef and the other Rachmanim discuss it, the Mashor and different places discuss it. Is it only Pesach, or does it even apply to the other Yamim Tevim as well? How can it be that it's only Pesach? We know that there are halachas based on this, there are dinim based on this Tosefta. The Mishnah says in the first parak in Sukkot, there's a machlokes in Sham and Bishilol whether the sukkah has to be put up with Shema. The sukkah put up means the hanochas haskach. Doesn't mean the tzvanas. There's no din of asiyah on the tzvanas. Even tassu v'loy ma'as, so that doesn't apply. You don't need a din asiyah on tzvanas. But on the skach, you need a din asiyah. Chagasuk tassu l'cho means the tzvanas, the skach needs an asiyah. So does that asiyah have to be done? Chagasuk tassu l'cho. L'cho means l'shem choy v'astem. That's a bishamay hol. That a sukkah zula is no good, but there's no requirement for asiyah l'shma. So there's a machlokes hatanoim where they need a sukkah asiyah l'shma. So the machlokes applies in a situation, let's say the children made a hut in the middle of the summer to play in, to have shade to play in, and the roof was put on the shem tzel, but it wasn't put on the shem mitzvah, would that be good or not? What happens if the balabas built the sukkah 3 weeks before sukkah? He didn't think it specifically the Shem Sukkah, but he built the Shloshim Yom, within Shloshim Yom Kodem Achak. So then the Mishnah says if it was erected within 30 days before Sukkot, then we for sure assume that even Beshama would agree that it's acceptable because it certainly was put up L'Shem Sukkah. Because Shorav Adosh Milchas HaSukkah Shloshim Yom Kodem LaSukkah, that's how Rashi writes over there in Sukkah, in the Mishnah and Daf Tes. Since the Dina Shorav Adosh applies to Sukkah just like it applies to Pesach, so certainly he must have had in mind, it's an umdin that he certainly had in mind, L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So how can the Beis Yosef have this topic, whether the din applies to Sukkot into Shavuot. It's a Beferish and Mishnah. Beza Yisuka Yishon or Sukkah Yishon means that the Sukkah was erected a long time ago. It wasn't put up the Shem Sukkah. Kol Shasor Kodem Lachag Shloshim Yom. Avram Asor L'Shem Chag, then it's good. Or if he did it Toch Shloshim Yom, then we assume that he must certainly have put it up the Shem Chag also. So Rashi writes Kiv Nisholim Hilchot Lachag Kodem Lachag Shloshim Yom. So where did Rashi get that from? From our Gemara. Our Gemara, even though the Gemara only talks about Hilchot HaPesach, Shloshim Kodem HaPesach, you see the Beferish and the Mishnah that applies to the Sukkot as well. So what's the room to be Mesupik? What, the Beis Yosef forgot a Mishnah and Sukkot? So the Pashtus is, the later Mefarshim is saying, no, the Beis Yosef probably means like this. The Din applies to Sukkot, and it applies to Yerushalmi, the Gemara Megillah says it applies to Machzus HaShekel also. The obligation to give Machzus HaShekel really begins on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to purchase the new Karbonis Tzibur from the new Machzus HaShekel money. That's called Truma Chadosha. So how far in advance of Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Bezin supposed to announce to people that they should start putting aside their money to fulfill the mitzvah of Machzus HaShekel? So the Mishnah says, Be'echad b'yodah mashmim al hashkolim. Why is that it's 30 days in advance? So the Gemara, both in the Gemara in Megillah, and Maseches Megillah in the Bavli and in the Talmud Yerushalmi and Shkolim says that that's based on this din also. Shloshim yom kodem la Pesach. So you see, it doesn't only apply to Pesach, it even applies to Sukkot, and it even applies to Machzus HaShekel. Machzus HaShekel is b'chlal not a yom tov. It even applies outside of the area of yom tov. So apparently there are different aspects over here. One aspect of the halacha is that 30 days before a mitzvah, let's say the mitzvah of a tefillin is an ongoing mitzvah every day of the year. You have to learn tefillin, you have to keep the mitzvah tzitzis and kashrus, so that's all the time you have to learn those dinim. If you have a mitzvah that's bo mizman lezman, it doesn't come so often. Pesach comes once a year, Sukkot comes once a year, Matzah Shekel is once a year. So how far in advance of the Zman Achiv do you have to start preparing yourself? The Halacha says you have to start preparing 30 days before. How does one prepare? If you're not a wealthy person, you got to start putting away the money, saving your money in your piggy bank to make sure you're going to have enough to give your Matzah Shekel. If you live in an area, if you don't have a ready-made sukkah that you can open up 1, 2, 3, you gotta start thinking 30 days before about where you're gonna get a sukkah. If you don't have a shofar, you gotta start thinking 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, where you're gonna get a shofar, where you're gonna daven, and so on and so forth. You have to start making preparations, you have to start figuring out in advance, 30 days before this man comes, that's how we pass them, 30 days before, how are you gonna fulfill the mitzvah? Because the din requires already 30 days before you have to start making hachanas for the mitzvah, din deraisa. So that's why the Ran explained that the one who asks a question in the base medrash is not considered shalosh shaloi kinyan, because that's parshas hashavua, that's in yonah deyoma. It's 30 days before you have to start learning. But they say, if it's mesupik, maybe there's a special aspect to Hilchos Pesach that doesn't apply to sukkim, doesn't apply to Machzus HaShekel, because Hilchosel merubois. Because there are so many dinim in Hilchos Pesach, there's so much in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Halacha, that maybe the din requires that you have to actually start learning all the dinim on Purim a month before, and to learn every single day in order to cover everything, in order to finish all of Hilchos Pesach. That's what he's mesubik. Maybe this one aspect of preparation in advance, that you should dedicate a lot of time to going through the dinim, maybe that aspect only applies to Pesach. Wouldn't apply to Machzus HaShekel, wouldn't apply to Sukkah, the dinim are not so much. But the other aspect certainly does apply, even to Machzus HaShekel, even to Sukkah. That you have to start preparing somehow or another. You have to start worrying about how you're going to fulfill this mitzvah when it comes to Zman. So one of the halachas that's Noveya, one of the halachas that flows from this din, that Shalom Adosh, Milchus HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach, Shloshim Yom, is the din of the Dikas Chomet. And Avav Amin Aleph. That's how the Gemara explains. The person is leaving the dormitory within 30 days before Pesach. A person is moving out of his apartment. He's gone away for Yom Tov to his in-laws, to his parents, whatever, to Eretz Yisrael. So, and let's say he doesn't plan to be in his apartment at all on Pesach. So still, the Gemara says he's obligated to do a Bedikas Chametz if he leaves within 30 days before Pesach. So the Gemara says that's based on this halacha, that 30 days before Pesach is a zman that plays a role. That's a din deraisa. It doesn't necessarily mean that this din of Bedikas Chametz Tov Shloshim Yom is a din deraisa. That's another shaila whether Bedikas Chametz is deraisa the Rabban. But the Gemara says that the Shir Shloshim Yom is rooted in a din deraisa. When a person is Bedik Chametz, the Gemara says that a bracha is recited. Habarik Tosha Yivarech. the last the three lines on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, when the person does the Bikas Tomeh, he has to recite a bracha. My Mevarach, what does he say? So the Gemara says, he says either the bracha Al Biyar Chometz or Levayer, either one or the other. And the Gemara says the final conclusion is the Hilchos that you say Al Biyar Chometz. What's far bracha Al Biyar Chometz? Al Biyar Chometz. The Biyar Chometz is the destroying of the Chometz. After Yom Rishon Tashbisu. Tashbisu is when you destroy it, either like Rav Yudah that ain't Biyar Chometz or the Sreifa. Or like the Chachamim who think Hashbasas of Bechaldov, a Machlokes Satanayim and a Machlokes in the Rishonim had a Paskin. Whether we pass like Rav Yudah, pass like the Chachamim, that's why we're Machmer Davke to burn the Chometz. It's a question whether our being Machmer to burn the Chometz really, is that really Rav Yudah Shita? Are we really accomplishing the Chomer of Rav Yudah? Because the Gemara says, and that you base on the base in Pesachim, that Rav Yudah Shita, Ein Bi Chometz Ela B'Sreifa, depends when you're burning the Chometz. It depends whether it's Koidim's Mani Surai or Lacha's Mani Surai. Is it before Chatzos or after Chatzos? In which direction does Rav Yudah make a distinction as a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? The Gemara just says that there's a difference whether it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. So Tosfos on that Gemara claims that how does Rav Yudah arrive at his Chiddush? There ain't be a Chometz Ela B'Sreifa. So the Gemara has a whole Yalfus on Daf Chav Zayin that he learns it out from Nosar. When you have korbanos and you left it over after the zman korban, so it's nipsal belina, and then the mitzvah is that you have to destroy a dafke b'sreifa. It's not hashbasas of the whole davar. You hold that just like noisa, there's an isa to have it over this man, and if you do leave it over this man, it's also b'achil, also b'ano, and it's called ibid min oilam, and the proper form of ibid min oilam is sreifa. So the same is regarding chomei. It's also to maintain the chametz on Pesach. It's not exactly the same as Noisa. Noisa, you had a mitzvah to have it today, and there's an isa not to leave it over. Chametz is no mitzvah to have chametz on every Pesach, but it's a little bit similar. So he says chametz also you're not allowed to have it after that zman, and if you have it after that zman, it's also b'achit levan. No, so therefore, Rav Yudah derives the mamatzino that the proper form of fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisu is Dabke Bisrefer. So Taisha says, you see from the Yafusa of Rav Yudah, he learns it out from Nisar, that it's Kohen Srefer only at the time that it's also Bahano. But that's only after Zmani Surah, Kodim Zmani Surah. So then even Rav Yudah would agree that Hashbasasa Bechal Dover, and the Pasuk just says, Achbi Yamarishan Tashbisu. And Yamarishan the Gemara says means Erev Pesach. It doesn't mean on the first day of Yom, it means on Erev Pesach. So Tashbisu, Rav Yudah agrees with the Rabbanim. The word Tashbisu really should mean Hashbasasa B'chol Dover. The only reason why he insists in B'chomitz Ela B'Sreifa is because he has a Mamatzinu from Noisar. So that Mamatzinu only applies when the thing is really also B'hano. If there's Mani Surah. So the Maisa, we don't burn the Chomitz if there's Mani Surah. We burn it way before there's Mani Surah. So according to Tesis interpretation on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, we're not even being Mahadah to fulfill Rav Yudah's opinion. He's according to Rashi. Rashi learns just the opposite from Tosfos. That when does Rav Yudah say Ein Biyachomet Ela B'Sreifa? Koidim Zmani Surah. But Lachas Mani Surah, you got this hot merchandise, you got this stuff, you better get rid of it fast. You're going to be Yerban Ba Yerah Ba Yimotzeh. It's already after Chatzos, it's after the Zmani Surah. So you have to do Hashbasasa B'chol Dover. Even Rav Yudah will agree that after the Zmani Surah came already, then you get rid of it, however, Hashbasasa B'chol Dover. When does Rav Yudah say you should be particular and medactic and try to do Dafke B'Sreifa? That's Koidim Zmani Surah. So we are Mahadir, that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch, we are Mahadir to satisfy those Rishonim who pass like Rav Yudah, and be a Chometz Ela B'Sreifa. So we are Mahadir to do Sreifa. But it's only a Hida within Rashi Shita. According to Tosfos, the be a Chometz B'Sreifa is Dafke Lacha Zmani Surah. That we're not going to wait till after Zmani Surah. We burn the Chometz before the Zmani Surah. The Mordechai quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos had the practice that he felt that the mitzvah, the real mitzvah of Bir Chometz, is only after the Zmani Surah. So he used to save a kazayis of Chometz to left the Chatzos in order to fulfill the mitzvah thereis. The Mishnah says, Zor from Metchil HaSheish, that you burn the Chometz Metchil HaSheish. Sheish Shos means the Shos Shishis, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is already Sheish. After Sheish is when the Chometz is also min HaTorah. From Shor Shish is Tchila Shesh, from 11 to 12, then the Chometz is only also Bahanoah Medir Rabbanah. So the Mishnah says, Sorf from Tchila Shesh. So the Kesef Mishnah, in the end of Perek Aleph, in Ilchus Chometz and Matzah, is Mesupik, how to translate the words in the Mishnah. Should you translate it Kipshuto? Lachzor from Mitzchila Shesh. He burned the Chametz at the beginning of Shor Shishis at 11:01. What does it mean? No, it's Lav Davka. It means Sor from the Sof Chomesh. You're not supposed to wait till after the Zman Isura, not till after the Zman Isura Deraisa, and not till after the Zman Isura Derabbanan. Sor from the Sof Chomesh. It means Tchila Shesh means when it's Tchila Shesh, it's already Nisraf. So the Kesef Mishnah is the Supik. That's the common practice. Everybody burns it the Sof Chomesh. They don't. Or earlier, nobody waits till Tchila Shesh, but the Kesef Mishnah is the Supik. The root, the Shorish of the Sofay. He doesn't quote it, but the background of the Sofer comes from this opinion that's quoted by the Mordechai, and in the first parak himself, that he quotes that there was one of the Balei HaTosfos who held that you only fulfill the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu, the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu is only fulfilled by destroying the Chomet after Chatzos, Men HaTorah. Either it's not dangerous, no, you're going to maintain the Chomet till after Chatzos, you're not going to violate Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzeh. So that's really a big machlokas, a big discussion in Rishonim. Is there an Issa Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? The pasuk says Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimotzeh Bevatechem for 7 days. It never says that there's Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That doesn't say. So that's the question. Rashi writes in one place that there's Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh after Chatzos. And the Migdal Ois, on the commentary on the side of the Rambam, points out that Rashi. He noticed that Rashi already, Migdal Ois was in the days of the Rishonim. The Migdal Ois already points out that Rashi. That Rashi sounds like he really holds up his Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Even if there's no Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, there's still, Pesach says, there's still going to be an Iser Esay of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means you have to destroy it. You shouldn't leave it around the house. So the question is, let's say if you leave all the Chomets till after Chatzos, I'm going to ask to burn it. Does that pose a problem? That's what the Bal HaTosfos did. He says, the Mishnah says, Sor from Mitzchila Sheish, you got to dispose, you have to destroy all the chametz for tchila sheish. Either means tov chomesh or tchila sheish, whatever, but it doesn't mean tchila sheva. So why did he leave over? So he held that the chachamim made the takonis to ask to move up the zmanim an hour earlier, but they never meant to be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa, that the Jews should never, no Jew, me'atabat oyim should never fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. That doesn't make any sense. So the Mordechai quotes is Bal HaTosfos. That means on 99% of the chametz you should do start from the tchila sheish, but you should save at least one kezayis till after chatzos. The Gemara says the shiur for Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh is kezayis. So eating the shiur is usually kezayis, but the Gemara says only if Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh also the shiur is kezayis. So that's why this Bal HaTosfos is to save a kezayis till after chatzos and burn it. Then he held that it's not mistaber, even though that doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. He held that the mitzvah is only to be fulfilled after the zman isura. He understood tchila sheish literally, like the first day in the Kesef Mishnah, Tchila Sheish, after the Zman Isura. But that's after the Zman Isura, the Rabbanon. They moved up the Zmanim an hour. But how will he ever fulfill the mitzvah deraisa? So he saved the Kazayas to burn it after the Zman Isura deraisa, after Chatzos. Isn't that dangerous? You're not over on anything. So if you hold it after Chatzos, there's no problem about you, Rabbi Mutter, there's only an interesse of Tashbisu. So the Pashtus says there's certainly no problem. The fellow is Masha Chomes Amanos Levaro. So what are you going to say? He's in violation of Tashbisu? No, he's saving it B'davki in order to fulfill Tashbisu. He wants to fulfill the Kiyum essay of Tashbisu. Tashbisu has within it two aspects. It has an Iser essay and it has a Kiyum essay. You have a Psukim and Chumash. You have a Lois essay and you have essay. So in the area of essay, sometimes it's not clear what kind of an essay you're dealing with. Let's say, for example, by Tfilin. A mitzvah to wear tefillin every day, mitzvah to recite kriyashma. If he didn't wear tefillin, you're over an iser essay. It's time or not. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah. If a person, let's say, doesn't eat matzah and leil pesach, he's over an iser essay. Not over an iser essay. He didn't fulfill the kiyum mitzvah of eating matzah and leil pesach. Then you have another mitzvah essay. The Rambam counts as one of the mitzvah essay. Kol tipa tahara techelu. The mitzvah to eat kosher chicken. Taka mitzvah to eat kosher chicken every day. What if the guy only likes steaks, lamb chops? He only likes lamb chops, doesn't like chicken, he's not yet to the mitzvah. Or he's a vegetarian. It's taka mitzvah to eat chicken once a day every day. Like duchening, like davening, once a day every day. To eat chicken once a day every day. And it's coming on. So the pashtus is that it's an Iser essay. Kol tzi b'tor tachel means you're not allowed to eat eagles, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher birds. It only means an Iser essay. What's with the pasuk of Tashbisu? Is Tashbisu a Kiyum essay? Is Tashbisu an Iser essay? So the pashtus is that it's both. Tashbisu is both an Iser essay and a Kiyum essay. So if he says Tashbisu, Tosfos says it's an Iser essay, means if the fellow maintains the chometz in his reshus on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and he doesn't bother to do anything about it, or if the person eats chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's certainly a violation of the Iser Essay of Tashbisu. And it's also a kiyum mitzvah. It's a kiyum mitzvah. Tashbisu could destroy it. That's why it makes sense that there's a brocha. She could have shown up in mitzvahs with tzivanu al bir chomitz. If it would have only been an iser esay, if it's just an iser bal yura bal matzah to have chomitz in your possession, and an iser esay of tashbisu, that's all. But there's no kiyum mitzvah. So whoever heard of saying a brocha on an activity to avoid violation of an aveira? The Rosh in the first parak in Ksuvah is right. You only say a brocha on a kiyum esay. You don't say a brocha when you are. So the Rosh says, what kind of a bracha is this? Because bracha commanded us not to violate Gili Arayis and not to be Bo'al Ha'aruso, not to violate the Yisra Rabbana of Bo'al Ha'aruso. How do you have a bracha on a Lois essay? So this is what leads the Rosh to understand that that's not really, even though you start a Shekhar Shana with Mitzvot of Tzivano, but clearly it's not a normal Bichas HaMitzvah. It's really more or less a Bichas Sherech Lohidoh. It's not really a Bichas HaMitzvah. You only have a Bichas HaMitzvah when there's a Kiyum essay. So here by Bir Chometz there is a Bichas HaMitzvah. Shekedashana b'mitzvah b'tzivano. Al Bir Chometz, clearly the Teshbisu is a Kiyum Esay. And in addition to that, it's also an Iser Esay. Tosfos says, if you're Mashe Chometz there Pesach Efter Chatzos, or if you eat Chometz there Pesach Efter Chatzos, so you're over the Iser Esay of Teshbisu. So how this Balatosfos was allowed to leave over a Kazayis of Chometz till Efter Chatzos in order to fulfill the mitzvah der Isa is not a Kasha. He's not in violation of the Yisr Esef Tashbisu if the purpose for which he leaves over the Chometz is in order to have what to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu with. So you can't say that's an Yisr Esef. No, he's doing it for the Kiyum Esef of Tashbisu. That's not a difficulty. Even if there would be, even if one will hold that there's an Yisr Bal Yura Bal Yimotzei, and Erev Pesach Efter Chatzos, like that questionable Rashi, even if one should hold that there's Bal Yura, also Tosfos is of the opinion, not all the Rishonim agree, but Tosfos is of the opinion, that Amasha Chometz Almanos Levaroi is not Oivan Bal Yura by Matzah. Let's say the person knows on Pesach that he has Chometz in his Rishus. He discovers on Pesach that there's Chometz sitting in his Rishus. So Tosfos writes, as long as he has in mind that he's going to destroy it, then that's the last Tosfos on Chof Tes on the base, a long Tosfos. So they show from the Gemara that they give the Epshah. And he can Mochiach Ri, the Ri proves from this Gemara, Amasha Chometz Almanos Levaroi. Is ain't oiva b'bal yirah by motzi. Not only not oiva on the Yisra Esay of Tashbisu, and not even oiva on the bal yirah by motzi. So that's the opinion of this Balatosfos quoted by the Marcha, that the kiyum esay of Tashbisu can only be fulfilled after Chatzos. Any chometz that you burn before Chatzos is not a kiyum mitzvah. It's just in order to avoid having violation of the Yisra. Yeah, but we don't do like that. We don't do like this Balatosfos. We don't even do like the Keset Mishnah that Sorfim Metchila Sheish is to be taken literally. That you have to burn the Davke after the Zman in Surah Derabbanan. We burn it Besof Chomesh, or before. We burn it before, so we hold that even before, and we say a bracha, I'll be a Chomet. So we assume that one is in fulfillment of the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Tashbisu, even by burning, before Chatzos. So that's what we're mahadah for that Rashi. We're machma for that Rashi. That Rashi holds that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that ain't be a chometz ala b'sreifa. That's koinim chatzos. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of sreifa koinim chatzos. So we're machma for that sheet. Why do we say the bracha al biya chometz before the bedike? Why don't we say the bracha before the burning of the chometz? Why do we say the bracha before the bedike? Mistama the pashup shat, because the bedike midi rabbanon is the haschala of the mitzvah of biur. The bedike midi rabbanon is not just the Gemara says bedike as chometz is only midi rabbanon. The Gemara has a lashon midi raisa bebitul belev sagi. The Mishnah has like that on memtes bebitul belev. Bebitul belev sagi. That's like a question. How do you translate bitul belev? Is it to be taken literally bebitul belev? Mevatla beliba vidaya belev, or you mean that you need dibur but you don't have to be mashmiel liyazna? That's how some rishonim say. The Ritzvah, the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, quotes Rishonim who discussed that, and the second parak in Bav Metzia they discuss the Chishev L'Shloach Yad B'Pikadon. It says, I called Bar Pesha. So the Gemara says, Chishev L'Shloach Yad B'Pikadon is also called Shlichas Yad. Chishev, it becomes a Shlichas Yad with Machshava. So Tesha says, no, it doesn't mean Machshava, it means Dibur. So why is it called Chishev? Chishev means that you don't need Mashmir L'Yoznot. Maybe in Kriyashma there's a machlokes satanayim, some tanayim hold by Mikra Megillah, by other mitzvahs. If you're not mashmir liyoznot, it's not called amira. But by chishev l'shloach yad b'pikadon, dibur would be enough. You wouldn't need mashmir liyoznot. So that's what some rishonim say there in the second parak in Bav Metzia. and the second parak in Kiddushin. That's what Talmud Shonim say over here. When it says Mevatla Beligbo Bedayo, the Mishnah Mem Tes says that the Bittel Belev Sagi if Mevatla Chomet Beligbo, that's sufficient. The Talmud Shonim say that Belev doesn't mean Belev, you really need Yirach Beligbo, it really means the Te, but you don't need Mashmili Yozna. But other Rishonim say no, that it's literally sufficient with Mevatla Beligbo. So I'll call upon him, the Gemara says that Bedikas Chomet is only Midir Abonon. But Mederaisa the Bittel Belev is Sagi. The Ran has a whole discussion. The Ran on the first daf, Tafalif and Manalif and the Rif, Amstochim has a presents a Machlokes HaRishonim in connection with that Gemara, that the Gemara said Bedik is only the Rabbanon. Maybe Bedik is only the Rabbanon if you already were Mevatla Belev. But the Raisa Bedik will believe Sagi, if you already were Mevatla Belev, then after having been Mevatla, then there's no need Menatera to do Bedik as Chomet. What if the person was not yet Mevatla? Kaidim Bittul. Maybe then. What do you say? Because theoretically, bittul, it's sufficient to do bittul belay, therefore there's no need to do bittul. It means if one has already done bittul belay, then there's no need to do bittul. But lechatchila, if he didn't do the bittul belay, the mitzvah b'shleimusa really is to do the bittul ubir, to search out the chametz and to destroy it. That's a machlokes harishonim. But mid the rabbanon, for sure that's the case, that the bittul ubir, the bittul is the haschal of the bir. Just as a mashal, Rav Soloveitchik used to give a mashal, it is the din of Biur Avodah Zarah. It's the din that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there's in the Chumash in Parshas Rei, Abeiti Abdunas Kamamikamas, Shrav Dusham, Agai Mahemis Alahehem, and so on. You have to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. So the Gemara darshan Abeiti Abdun from the Kefa Loshan, that there's a chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz regarding Biur Avodah Zarah. That's an interesting din. Usually, the differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are regarding agricultural mitzvahs, or regarding Chayvus Aguf, regarding Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the Zionists hold that Avodah Zarah is mutter in Eretz Yisrael. It's only also in Chutz La'aretz to maintain Jewish identity. In Eretz Yisrael, you can do whatever you want. But over here, the Gemara holds fakir, that Eretz Yisrael got to be more machmer in Avodah Zarah. What's more machmer in Avodah Zarah? Why? Why Chayvus Aguf? Why does it make a difference to Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? It's an interesting idea. I mean, there's a din of Nikoyon, it says on the packages, it's a Shmor al Nikoyon Haaretz. You have to have a clean Medina, you have to have a clean country. So you have to have a clean country, Baruch Nias of the Gashmias. Allah says that we're more makbid than Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, not on worshipping Avodah Zarah, that's exactly the same, but on cleaning up the Avodah Zarah, not allowing the Goyim to have Avodah Zarah sitting around the place. Shmor al Nikayon Haaretz. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be more medactic about cleaning up the churches in Eretz Yisrael than about Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the Kefa Loshen appears only in Eretz Yisrael. Beiti Abdun is Kol HaMakomos, the Gemara says Beretz Yisrael, Tzorach L'Sharish Acharel. You have to search out the Avodah Zarah and destroy. In Chutz La'aretz, if I happen to have an Avodah Zarah in my hand, if I have access to an Avodah Zarah, I should destroy it. I'm not mechuyav to go look, I'm not mechuyav to go in expeditions and to search out the Avodah Zarah in order to destroy them. If I know it is an Avodah Zarah, I should go destroy it. But in Eretz Yisrael, you mechuyav Tzorach L'Sharish Acharel. So you see that in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim Mitzvah Din Deraita, that the Tzorach L'Shara Shachareh, the Bedika, is the Hasol of the Biur Avodah Zarah. The basic mitzvah is Biur Avodah Zarah. And Eretz Yisrael, what it implies, what it includes is Bedika will Biur. You have to go search it out in order to destroy it. So the same over here, regarding the Bedikas Chomet, that there's a possibility, and Rishayim, and Machlag, the Machab and the Ramot, had a possibility. But the Bedikas Chomet, the Mokum Shadayin Loy Bittul Chemtzos, he was not yet Mevatla Chomet. When you say Mederaisa the Bittul Belev Sagi, means that since you had already been Mevatla, so you don't have to be Boydik anymore. It means no, since there's a possibility, since you have the ability to be Mevatla, there's no need to be Boydik. You're going to be rely on the Bittul. So fine, that's the Machlegis HaRishonim, how do you translate the words? Mederaisa the Bittul Belev Sagi. So either Minatur or Midirabbanan, there is a possibility to, and even if it's only Midirabbanan, but it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there right to Tikkun, it's patterned after Bedikas Avodah Zarah. After Tzorach L'Shara Shachareh by Avodah Zarah, you have to search out the Avodah Zarah and destroy it. So that's why, either Minatur or Midirabbanan, the Bedikas Chomets is the Haskol of the Mitzvah of Bir Chomets. So that's why we recite the Bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu, Al Bir Chomets, because the Bedik is the Haskol. If it turns out that there's no chametz, okay, there's a discussion in Rishonim, will it turn out to be a bracha l'batolah? So we assume that there's not going to be a bracha l'batolah. Because there was some Rishonim held that you don't say the bracha al bir chametz until you find the first morsel of chametz, because it may turn out, well, al bir chametz means the destroying of the chametz. You're going to search, you find that there's no chametz in the house, so you won't have what to destroy. It's going to turn out to be a bracha levatola. So most of the Rishonim hold it's not a problem. The bdikah itself is the fulfillment, either min haTorah and the rabbanon, of the mitzvah of biur, to search out chomer, to see that you don't have any. So if it turns out you have nothing, so that the searching itself is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But because there was some Rishonim held not so, that you only recite the bracha al biur chomer when you're about, when you find the first morsel of chomer, then you say the bracha. So that's why the minhag developed that somebody puts that petition of chametz in advance to make sure. We don't do that. We say the bracha before we start to be baidik. But it may turn out that it will be a bracha of our telecoin for those meals rishon. So that's why the minhag developed that we put away, somebody puts away some pieces of chametz that we know in advance that the father of the household is going to find. He's going to find chametz. If he looks hard enough, he'll find the chametz. That's a good question. The din is you're not supposed to be mafsig until the gemara of the bedikah. Until the gemara of the bedikah. But no one says you're not supposed to be mafsig until the time that you burn the chomer. Yeah. But the stomach, it's a mitzvah that consists of two pu'ulah. The pu'ulah of the bedikah, and then the second pu'ulah is the biur. So the maisa mitzvah that the chachamim were misakin the bracha relates to this maisa mitzvah of bedikah. If the person talks, let's say the father of the household or whoever is doing the bdikah is going to talk in between the bracha and the haskalas ha-bdikah, then he has to repeat the bracha. If he talks in the middle of the bdikah, he doesn't have to, like that kiyah shofar. If you talk in between the bracha and the first kiyah, then you have to repeat the bracha. If you talk in between in the middle of all the kiyah, so it's a machlekes, and the riff in the end of Rosh Hashanah, we pass that you don't have to repeat the bracha. But the Chachamim never required that the bracha should relate all the way to everything without a hefzer. Why not? Or why weren't they misakin a second bracha? If it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled in two stages, like we do sfira ta'imah. So we say the bracha al sfira ta'imah, then we count 49 spheres. You say 49 brachas. You don't just say one bracha, and then do the, because it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled with 49 pu'ulais. So here also, it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled either min haTorah or the rabbanon with two pu'ulas. The one pu'ula of the bedikah, the second pu'ula of the biur, of the hashbasa. So why weren't they misakin a second bracha? And the second pula, that's a good kasha. So the Beis Yosef asked that kasha. He gives a teret. He says that on the first stage of the bedikah clearly requires a maisa. You have to go, what are you going to have? Ruach HaKodesh. Most people don't have Ruach HaKodesh. Most people that I know don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So what's he going to do? He has to go look for the chametz. So that's a maisa hamitzvah. So the chachamim were mistaken a birchas hamitzvah in conjunction with a maisa hamitzvah. The destroying, the disposing of the chametz, true, we do it al yidei sreifa. Or you could do hashbasasa b'chol dover, let's say, when our Pesach falls down on Shabbos. So you can't do sreifa, so you grind it up and you flush it down the toilet. You dispose of it some other way, you destroy it some other way. We do it al yidei maisa, but the Beis Yosef says that since theoretically it could have been mevayer the chametz on the level of the raisa, al yidei bitul b'lei, so therefore, and that wouldn't consist of any maisa mitzvah, that's only machshava. So therefore, the chachamim would never misakin a bracha. Any, let's say, on the mitzvah of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, there are some people who have avas Hashem. There is a mitzvah on the book avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. So if a person has avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, does he say a bracha? Asher kedishanim mitzvah mitzvano leho v'taboyre. So he doesn't say a bracha. Why not? So the Beis Yosef answers in Hilchos Pesach, because that's a mitzvah that's fulfilled b'li maisa. Sometimes you do an act of a pu'ula which is stemming from your Avos Hashem and your Yiras Hashem, but the mitzvah can be fulfilled without any ma'aser. So therefore, even if you do it al yidei ma'aser, there's no bracha. So he says the chiddush over here that the mitzvah of tashbisu can be fulfilled al yidei bitul b'leiv. So therefore, the chachamim would have a misakin a bracha even if you'll fulfill it al yidei ma'aser. Is this really true? You can fulfill the mitzvah al yidei bitul b'leiv. The Gemara says mederaisa the bitul b'leiv sagi. Mavatla Baliba Vidaya, the Mishnah Nem Tes and the Gemara has. When you do bitul b'leiv, that's taka fulfillment of the mitzvah, that's a famous machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes like that. The Rambam writes like that. Targum Unkelus says like that. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, so the Targum Unkelus says tevatlum. But Tosfos disagrees with that Rashi. The Tosfos is on Dalet Amud Beis. When Tosfos writes, Midaraisa, Dibra Maschal, Midaraisa, the bitul, the Al Masagi, So they quote Pirish, Bekuntris, the people, the Alma, is a fulfillment of Tashbisu. So Taisa says that's neither here nor there. The Yudashita is that Ainbi Acham Mesel of Estrefa. The Rabbanans say, Af Mefar Bezal Arocha Matalayam, Hashbisas, the Chaldovo, you have to grind it, destroy it, crush it. But just to leave it there, and just to be Mevatel believes, the Taisa's Tain is against Rashi. How is Bitl a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? It's neither a Yudashita nor the Rabbanashita, that's nothing. The Taisa comes up with the idea of the Yomari, and the Raisa, the Bitl, the Amasagi is a haram, it's a way to avoid Bal Yerob, Bal Yimotze, but it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Bitl Chomet simply means that you mafke the Chomet. Once you mafke the Chomet, so it's not yours, and Allah says, if the chomet doesn't belong to you, if you were mafkir it, so it doesn't belong to you anymore, so there's no violation of Bar Yerob Bar Matzah. So Taisus says, in effect, that midiraisa bebitul beleif sagi is like our institution of mechiras chomet. It's just a method of avoiding Bar Yerob Bar Matzah, but it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But Rashi and the Rambam and other group of Rishonim hold not like Taisus. They hold no. But they say it's going like Rashi and the Rambam in his answer. He's assuming, like Rashi, that the rise of the Bitul Ba'alma Sagi, the Bitul Ba'alma Sagi, means that that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So since the mitzvah can be fulfilled on the level of the rise with Machshove, even though we don't do it like that, even though Midir Rabbanon they said we shouldn't rely on the Bitul Ba'alma, but still the Chachamim would never misak in a Birchas HaMitzvah on such a mitzvah which really doesn't require Minatara Maisa HaMitzvah. So that's why we recite the Bracha Al Bir Chomet before we start the Bedika, because the Bedika is the Haskol of the mitzvah of Tashbisuf, just like by Bir Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Tzarech L'Shavash Achareinu. That could perhaps be the reason why we pask in La Locha that if it's Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, if the people are leaving their apartments or the dormitory room before Tuesday night, when is Bedikas Chametz? Next week, Tuesday night. Wednesday night is the first Seder. So when you do Bedikas Chametz Tuesday night, so you say Brach Al Bir Chametz. If you do Bedika before, or within the 30 days before Pesach, it's a Machlokes HaRishonim. And that davov and menalos, the Meiri and other Rishonim go with the machlokes whether bracha is recited or not. There are more paskins in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach that whenever the bedikah is done, kaidim zmanoi, no bracha is recited. So the question is why not? So one could perhaps say that the reason why no bracha is recited because it's not the mitzvah b'shleimusta, because it's not really the right zman. Maybe you only say a bracha when you fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimusta. Yeah, but other parallels. Let's say you're doing a bris milah on a baby, so you say a bracha lo malos habein. Alamila. Let's say you're only doing a hatafas dan bris, so some rishonim hold that it's needed min atayra, if the baby is nolad mohu. So then some rishonim, the Mishkan of Yankim has a tshuva about this. He says that even if you hold that it's a vaday or lekvusha, it's not a sofik or lekvusha, but it's not the mitzvah bishlei musa, some say. So whenever you're not fulfilling the mitzvah bishlei musa, bracha is not recited. Or perhaps one could say a little different hezda. That the only time the bedikah is considered the haskolas hamitzvah of the biur is when the bedikah is done bismanai, the hachamim, there's a din in the chumash, achra yamarishin tashbisu sarmin batecha. That the mitzvah of tashbisu should be fulfilled on Erev Pesach. And with the Rabbanan, they moved it up to the Leil bedikah's comments. In our Torah, that's too early. With the Rabbanan, they moved it up to Leil bedikah's comments. That's also considered the haskol of the mitzvah. The halacha that shloshim yom kodem achag. And therefore you have to do Bedikas Chomet before. That could be like the first Rashi writes, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Masechta. The Rashi says that shall I laver all of the Bal Yerob by Matzah in order to prevent me from violating Bal Yerob. Or the way Tosfos says to from the Gemara, that is in order to prevent me from eating it. The Gemara says maybe I'll see the Chomet in the middle of Pesach, but I'll see Lamechle, according to Daf Yud and Beis. It may come to eat the Chomet. So if the Bedikas Chomet is only to prevent me from violation of a lava by Yerob by Matzah, to prevent violation of the lava of Achila, so then it shouldn't require a bracha. That's like the Rosh said in the beginning of Ksuvah. There's no bracha on something that's to patch up, to take care of a lois essay. There's only a bracha when you're fulfilling a kiyum essay. So when you do the Bedika, the Leil Bedika, the Zman, Shetiknu Chachamim, so that Zman, the Bedika constitutes a kiyum HaMitzvah with the Rabbanon, that's the haskol of the beer. But if it's kaidim is mana, then you can't consider it the haskol of the beer, even the rabbana. It's just in order to avoid violation of the yisurim of achilo, a violation of the yisurim of bayur, by matzah, So there's no bracha as we said. Whatever, that's how we pass. Whatever the hesber is, that's how we pass. When you do the bedika, koydim is manoi, so no bracha is recited. What exactly is chometz? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah say that chometz a package of Fleischmann's dry yeast that they sell in the stores is not chometz. That's just a microorganism. That's not chometz. Chometz has to be chameshes mine dogon. It has to be grain, one of the five grains. And the Mishnah lists them all off. And daf lamed hem and al, the Mishnah lists them off regarding matzah. Eilu dvarim shalom yetzim eivet echavosa bepesach. Matzah has to be made from one of the five grains. Chita, mesorim, mekusman, shibarashur, mashipon. Which the Gemara says basically can be broken down into two categories. Chitim and sorim, there's wheat and there's barley. And then you have toldos of wheat and you have toldos of barley. Winter wheat. Other forms of wheat and other forms of barley. That's how the Gemara breaks it down. They're basically two. And the Chumash, it only mentions two. There's Eretz Chita, Sarv, Gefen, and Tenorim, and Eretz Eishem, and Advash. And a lot of Rishonim and Achronim hold when it's the Shivas Aminim, Shinishtapcha, Be'am Eretz Yisrael, I mentioned. So the Shivas Aminim don't only allude to Chitim Asurim, it applies to all the Hameshis Mine Dogim. They're all included in the Chitim Asurim. I'm Achloikis Achronim about that. But that's the Pashtus, that all the Chameshis Mine Dogim are included in the phrase in the Chumash, Chitos Torah, because the Chameshis Mine Dogim basically are divided, the Gemara quotes like that, in Hilchas Chalas, basically divided into two categories. There's wheat, and the toldos of wheat, and then there's barley, Sorim, and the toldos of barley. So how did the Tanoim know that matzah has to be one of the chameshes mine dogon? Where did they get that from? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that in order to be labeled as matzah has to be something which is bolei dechim. Varma boim ledechim u torim yotzeraim yidech avasa betesach. If it's not bolei dechim, it's eidanim yotzer boi yidech avasa betesach. It's only called matzah if you were careful that it didn't turn into chametz. But you don't have to be careful. If you mix potato starch with water, you can leave it all day like that. It won't turn into chametz, and then it's not good for matzah. Even though you bake it and it looks like a matzah and it tastes like a matzah and so on, that's not called matzah. So how did the Tanoim know what's boli dechimutz? How did they know what's good for matzah? The chameshes mini dogon has to be lechem oni, has to be bread, has to be lechem that you say moitzi and so on, has to be boli dechimutz. How did they know what's good for matzah? Whatever can become chametz. And how do they know what's good for chametz? How do they figure that one out? How do they know that only chametz is mina dogan aboyim adechimutz? So the Pashuk Shat and the Yerushalmi and Chalas says that they figured that out by scientific experimentation. That's what it says. Yerushalmi, the Mishnah has a machle, in Mishnah and Chalas has a machle, Zabiechen Menuri in the Chachamim, which is quoted here on Laman Heyam and Aleph. What about Oiriz Vidoichen? Is Oiriz also min dogan? Or not? So the Rishalmi and Chala asks the question, what were they fighting about? How do you know whether something is chayv and chala? How do you know whether something is amoytzi lechem and haaretz? How do you know whether it's good for erbei chatzeres, where you need daf kepas, bichas hamoz and so on? How do you know? It depends whether it's bolei dechimutz. So make an experiment. Mix the oiriz flour with water and let it rise and look at it. And determine whether it's bolei dechimutz or it's bolei desichon. What's the chemical... reaction that's going to occur? So the Yishalmi says that's exactly what they did. The Pashtus and Yishalmi is that that's the way they determined all the Chameshis Mine Dogon. It doesn't seem that they had Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Pashup Shad, they would convey the Chameshis Mine Dogon based on scientific experimentation. They mixed all the different flours, all the different grains they made into flour, and they mixed it with water and they saw, is it Bola Dechimus, is it Bola Dechirchon? So all of the kidneys, all the other things, they said, is bolei desirchon. That's a different chemical reaction. And these chameshes mini dogon are bolei dechimutz. And on the oiriz v'doichen, they experimented, they looked at it, and it was something in between chimutz and sirchon. So that was the machloikas satarayim. We each draw the lines. Rebbe Chaim Anuri said, aha, that's chimutz. And they said, oh, it's sirchon. It's not chimutz. And his opinion was outvoted. The Gemara says later, kuf yudalat on the base, the way we have the gears in the Gemara, we have the Girsa and the Gemara, not all the Rishonim have it. We have the Girsa and the Gemara. Leis dechosh lehoder adichin menuri. Amar Avash ishma min amid ravuna. Leis lechayish lehoder adichin menuri. The Gemara says that for the Shnei Tavshilin on Pesach night, one opinion is Rabbi Yisrael said tzorch shnei mini basa. You should have two pieces of flesh. And the Gemara says we don't really paskin like that. We don't. We have a wing and a hard boiled egg. We don't have Shnei Mini Basa like Rabbi Yosef said. And other Amoraim said, Afila Silka Varoza. You don't even have to have any flesh at all. You can have Silka as beets, Varoza is rice. So the Gemara says, that's what Rav Huna said. You can even have two vegetables, Silka Varoza. And Rava was Mahadera Silka Varoza. Why? Because he loved, he was a Talmud of Rav Huna. And out of Chibas HaRav, out of Kveder HaRav, because the Rebbe gave HaMashal, longer Chabta HaMashal, even Silka HaRoiza is good, even though no flesh at all. Because the Rebbe in the Shir gave that as a Mashal, the Rebbe cherished every sneeze that the Rebbe made, so he used Silka HaRoiza. Because that was hold enough, it been Puma de Rav Huna. That was the expression that Rav Huna gave in the Shir, so he wanted to remind himself, he wanted to reminisce about the Shir. So the Gemara says, HaRoiza, how do you cook rice for Pesach? No chashash of chimut? Rabbi Menuri holds that it's bodi de chimus. If you cook it long enough, it'll become chimus. And Gemara says, "I'm Rav Ashi, shmam enough." And the fact that Rav Huna and Rav are not concerned, they're not machna for Rabbi Menuri. You see that leis lechosh mahad Rabbi Menuri, that you don't have to be concerned about Rabbi Menuri, that you're allowed to eat rice on Pesach. That's what the Gemara says. You're allowed to eat rice on Pesach. That's what the Sfardim do. They're mahad davki to eat rice on Pesach, because that's what it says in the Gemara. Leis lechosh. They want to demonstrate that we hold. Like the Chachamim, Leis Lechosh Lahad Rabbi Menuri. How come the Ashkenazim don't have rice on Pesach? Some of the Sfardim also don't eat rice, even though they eat kidneys, they don't eat rice. So the Gaonim already point out there is a Gemara, Mem on a day, where the Gemara says that the Reish Galusa must have had a lot of people that he invited to his home for the Siddurim. And he had chefs in the kitchen cooking. Now these chefs in the kitchen were not the most religious yeshiva bachur. Some yeshiva bachur would get a better job than to be the chef in the kitchen of the Reish Galus. So the shaila was, would we allow them, so Rav Papi allowed the cook in the Reish Galus's kitchen to mix some chasisi, ches samach yud, to mix some chasisi into the soup in order to thicken it. And Rava got angry at Rav Papa, he said, in the Reish Galusa's home, you allow this. They're not so frum over there in the kitchen. You shouldn't allow it. It's not proper. So what exactly is chassisi? What does the word mean? The Tosfos quotes from the Aruch, the chassisi means kidneys. That kidney, Rav Papa allowed them to use kidneys. Kidneys is not bole dechimus. When you mix kidneys flour with water, it's bole dechimus and it's not bole dechimus. And nonetheless, Rava said you shouldn't allow it by the Reish Galusa because they're not medaktik the mitzvah. So the Gaonim said that Bizman is there. Unfortunately, not only in the Reish Galusa's home are they not medaktik the mitzvah. There are many, many Jews who are not medaktik the mitzvah. So we shouldn't allow anybody to use kidneys. If you allow people to use kidneys flour and to cook it as long as they want with water, the people may make a mistake and they'll put regular flour also with water, and that'll be bole dechimus already. So they made gzeira, the Gaonim made gzeira, they extended this gzeira. The gzeira already exists in the Gemara. They didn't invent it yesh mayai. The gzeira already exists in the Gemara mem on the day. He said, etel reish galusa, where the people are not medaktik mitzvah, so you shouldn't allow them to cook with kidneys. So the Gaonim said, that bizman hazeh, all the people are not so medaktik, so we shouldn't allow anybody to cook with kidneys. So again, what's the definition of chometz? What is this chometz? That you have a problem about your rabbi matan, you have a mitzvah tashbisu, and you have to get rid of it. Chometz is something which is bole dechimus, it's from the chameshes minei dovah, which is mixed with water. The Gemara says that you mix it with mei peris and mei peris arei machmitzim, that's the Gemara lamin heim adeis, mixed with water. And the Gemara has later more of the definition. It has to sit without hisaskus. If you keep on kneading the dough and keep on handling it, then the Gemara says it will not be bole dechimus. You have to leave it without a saskus for some significant amount of time, and then it can begin to be bole dechimus. The Gemara, the Mishnah assumes that chometz, chimut, is a process. It takes a while till it's bole dechimus. It's a process that has a haschola and has a gemar. The haschola, the beginning of the process, is called seor. Shin yud alev vav resh. That's in the Mishnah mem ches on the days. Seor. And the Gemara of the chimutz process is called Siduk, Samach Yud Dalet Vav Kuf. When you have dough that's rising and rising and rising, it's going to come to a certain point that it's going to crack on top. So the crack on top is called Siduk. And then if you leave it long, it's going to have cracks all over the place. It's going to be Sidukim all over the place. So the Gemara of the chimutz process is called Siduk. And the beginning of the chametz process is called Seor, not to be confused with the word in Chumash, Seor, which means a totally different thing. Seor and Chumash means yeast, but it means the following kind of yeast. When you mix flour with water, what causes it to rise? So there are microorganisms that come in from the air that causes it to rise. If you're not going to mix in any of this, you're not going to mix in the package of Fleischmann yeast, it's going to take forever. It's going to take all day long for that stuff to rise. This package has the microorganisms in it, so if you mix it in, that's going to cause it to rise in a few hours. If you're not going to use the yeast, it's going to take much longer to rise. So every time you want to make, let's say, challis, every time your mother wants to make challis or your wife wants to make challis, you have to go to the store to buy some Fleischmann's yeast. So in the days of the Tanakh, they had a simple solution. They would have the dough rise. And how does it rise? Because it has all these microorganisms in it. Then when you bake it, so the heat in the oven is going to kill all the microorganisms. So you don't want it to kill them. You want to save some of it for the next time. So they would save a little fistful of the raw dough, leave it on the side, and these microorganisms will multiply and multiply and multiply. So if you leave it, the next time you're going to bake challis, it's going to be next Thursday, next Friday, whatever. So that dough that you leave out is going to be so full of microorganisms, millions and billions and trillions of them, it's going to taste awful. The Tosefta says in Beitza, it's going to be nipsal mi'achilas adam. You're going to taste awful, that's the or. So that's what the Chumash, and it has live microorganisms. If you bake the dough, then it's dead, then it can't cause anything to rise. When I take this live thing, I take this sa'or in the Chumash, which is crawling with millions and billions of these microorganisms, and I put it into the flour with the water and I mix it all in together, that's going to cause everything to rise. And then I'll save a fistful of this for next week, and every week I'll save it. So that's what the Chumash speaks of. Ki chol sor v'chol dvar. Ki chametz v'chol sor. He said, there's a din about you, Rabbi Moshe, le'ira lecha chametz, le'ira lecha sor. So chametz means the cake and the cookies and the spaghetti and the bread and so on, and the sa'or means the fistful of raw dough that the person leaves over for the next week that's not fit for human consumption. The Ravid even claims that it's not fit for animal consumption. He claims that it's even nifsa machilos kelev, it's not only nifsa machilos adam. So why does the Taka maintain the din if it's not royal achilos adam, it's even nifsa machilos kelev? It's all spoiled. How come it maintains the din of the macholos asuras? If the raw chametz belongs under the category of macholos asuras, it's not like avodah zarah or like hegdish, that the yisur avodah zarah, the yisur hegdish, and michal on etzim avonim. Chametz is the macholos asuras. It has to be labeled as a food item first in order that it should have a shame chametz. The psor is even if some achilos hakelev, according to the way they write it on the stems of Tosefta and Beitza. How can it be labeled as a maichol? So the answer is given by the Tosefta and Beitza, quoted by the Gemara in the first term of Beitza. True, it's inedible the way it stands now, but if I take this sore and mix it into the next batch of flour with water, it will blend in to become part, it will be Misak in the Michael, it will blend in to become a crucial factor in the production of the challis next week. I'm making the cookies for next week. So that's why it maintains the Shem Michael, even though it's really not real Achilas HaKelev now. So that's what the Chumash speaks of, Seor. That's the din in the Chumash of Seor. This Mishnah is talking about a different thing, Seor. And in order not to confuse it, we pronounce it wrong. We call it Seor, as opposed to Seor. And the Mishnah spells it with a Yud. Shin, Yud, Asim, Yud, Aleph, Vav, Resh. Seor. I don't know what the correct pronunciation is, but in Yeshivas they mispronounce it. I think it's a mispronunciation. In order not to be confused with Seor. So Seor means the beginning of the Chumash process, and Sidat means the Gemara of the Chumash process. What's called the beginning and what's called the end is the machlokes between Rab Yehuda and Rab Meir in the Mishnah. Amem Chesem and Aleph. One Tana says that this is the beginning and that's the end. The other Tana says, no, that's the beginning and that's the end. And that's still matzah. The first thing that he holds is the beginning, that's matzah. And this is the beginning. The other Tana says, no, that's already the end. Machlokes hatanoim. Whatever the beginning is, Yadei B.C., whatever the beginning is, when the chimutz process has begun, then you're not allowed to eat it already. You're not allowed to eat that on Pesach. There's not going to be koris. The Easter koris of eating chametz is only if it's a full sheer chimutz, if it's complete chimutz. If it's only the beginning of the process, there's not going to be an Easter koris. Will it be an Easter deraisa or will it only be an Easter derabbanan? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The first time it says in the Mishnah, b'ha'ochlo patur. If you eat the seor, you're not like it. Next Tana Nebbe says Dibrei Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda says it's only the Rabbanan. But Chachamim Amrim, Rab Meir disagrees. The Gemara says the next Tana is Rab Meir. The Gemara says the next line. The next Tana is Rab Meir. he disagrees with everything that the first Tana says. He disagrees with Rav Chochma Patur also. He holds that it's a Nisa Derais. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. When is the beginning of the Chimitz process? When is the end of the Chimitz process? And if one eats this Seyor, the stuff that's in the beginning of the Chimitz process, is that a Nisa Derais or is that a Nisa Derabana? But even if it's a Nisa Derais, the Mishnah says that there's not going to be any Koris. So how long, what's the Shear's Mat? How long do you have to have the flour sitting with water? Beli hisaskus. The Gemara says if you have hisaskus, afilu kalayim kula. If you have flour with water, you keep on mixing it, and kneading it, and twisting and turning and everything, even all day long, it's not going to be bolei yechimus. But if you don't have any hisaskus, how long can you leave it and nothing will happen? So the Gemara says shear mil. If you leave it for less than a shear mil, for sure nothing will happen. If you leave it for more than a shear mil, then we'll begin to negotiate. Then we'll begin to discuss what's going to happen. It's not going to take a long time, even after the shear mill. But less than the shear mill is leis man depalik. There's nothing to discuss. Of course, that's if the room temperature is normal. If it's normal room temperature. Let's say if you have a burning hot furnace that has 950 degrees or whatever, over 1,000 degrees heat there, and the heat is being blown out over here into the room, so then it says in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's going to be memar lahachmin. If the warmer it is, the more memar lahachmin it will be. So it may not take a shear mill, but if it's normal room temperature for this season of the year, different countries of the globe, this season of the year is different temperatures. In Eretz Yisrael, okay. In Eretz Yisrael, this season of the year, room temperature, so we assume that it will not be machmitz at all until after a shear mill. That's a shaila. When you knead the dough with your hands, until recently, they invented machinery. But in Europe, for many years, since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, till 150 years ago, everybody made the matzahs with their hands. So the shaila is, when you're working with your hands, so the hands are going to start to perspire. The body temperature is 98 degrees, no? So the body temperature is warmer than the room temperature. So if you're touching it, if you touch something, you can feel the table is cold, no? Because the table is probably room temperature, and the body is body temperature, much higher, 98 degrees, very hot. So if I'm touching the matzah, I'm kneading it, so I'm adding, the heat is going to be transmitted, no? So I'm adding heat to the dough, so you have to be cautious that it's going to be memahir lahachmitz. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that after kneading the dough, you have to be careful to put it into the oven immediately, miyad. Because if you're going to be shoya, if you're going to leave it around, it's going to turn into chametz. So that's a big question. What's the shear miyad? What's the shear miyad? So there's a whole machlokes about that. The Chazon Ish says the shear miyad is 18 minutes. The Gemara said less than 18 minutes, nothing is going to happen. But many before the Chazon Ish said, no, since the body temperature is warmer, it's 98 degrees, so it's like kneading the dough in a hotter room, so it's going to be memar lahachmis, you have less than 18 minutes. Had the Chazon Ish know that it's 18 minutes, that's the same shear mill, that nothing changed? Because the Ramua on the bottom of the tour quotes an interesting Tshuvas HaRashbo. Rabbi Shevel Zechan Levracha, who printed all the different volumes of the Ramban's Ksovim, also published a biography of the Ramban. But before he completed the biography, he went to Barcelona to visit the city where the Ramban lived to see if he can find anything. Lo and behold, he found the Ramban's home. It's still there. There's one home where the rabbi lives. The rabbi doesn't live there now, but it's known as the rabbi's home in the Jewish quarter of the city. And then there's the bakery down the block that belongs to the goyim. The Jews never owned their own bakery, and they used to rent out the rights from the goyim. So the Rashbo writes in a tshuva that when he was a Talmud learning in Barcelona by the Ramban, they used to knead the matzah dough in the Ramban's home, and the sun would be shining outside. It would be nice springtime weather, Chodesh Nissan. They would walk down the block slowly, they wouldn't run, they would walk down the block and carry the exposed matzah down the block to the bakery where the goyish owner of the bakery would rent out the rights to bake the matzahs. They had cleaned it out, they kashed it as a Pesach, and then they would bake the matzahs. So Rabbi Shevel writes that he went to Barcelona, and that's the way it is. The bakery is down the block, and it's quite a walk, it's a few minutes down the block, and he says they didn't run. The Rashba says they didn't run. They walked down the block slowly. So you see, that's what the Chazon Ish is relying on. That Darkei Moshe, the comment that the Ramah quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that even after kneading with the hands, you still have 18 minutes. So when it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yimahir lefosam miyad, you should hurry quickly to bake the matzah after you kneaded it with your hands. He says miyad means 18 minutes. Right. Same. No, nothing changed. Nothing changed. No, the Gemara talks about just mixing flour with water and letting it sit there. Before you knead it with your hands. You just so the Gemara says if there's a leak in the ceiling and the water keeps on dripping in, tif lahadi tif, there's a drop and another drop and another drop. Every couple of seconds there's another drop from the leak in the roof. The Gemara says it's probably going to be dirty water, whatever, but it's going to, you're going to bake it, so it's going to kill all the germs. But the Gemara says it's going to save it from turning into chametz, because that's considered hisaskus. The water keeps on dripping, so it shakes up the whole thing a little bit, it prevents it from becoming chametz. But if there's no leak in the roof, you have a normal place, there's no leak in the roof, so the Gemara says if you mix flour with water and you leave it there, so then the Gemara says you have it up until shear mill. But the Gemara doesn't discuss what if you already kneaded the dough and then you let it sit there. So you also have the shear mill or not. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, yeah. That's what the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba. But that's what they did. They always used to bake the matzahs like that. They didn't do miyad, running quickly. That's how they always had pictures of the Jews running with the matzahs, running into the oven to put it in the oven. So the Chazon Ish says, not mechuyif to run. The Rajva says they didn't run. So for the Rambanan was good enough for us also. So that's where the 18 minute matzah, that's where the institution of 18 minute matzahs comes from. That the Gemara says that if you leave the flour with the water for less than a mil, without any hisaskos, then for sure there's no problem. And there's a question exactly what's the shear mil? How long in time is the shear mil? So the Mishnah Brura always. They were working with a different clock. Their clock didn't have 12 hours. They didn't have 24 hours a day, every hour having 60 minutes. The Pashtis says they were working with a different, they were working with different cheshbonos. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the early Achronim, so that's what we usually assume, that the shear mill is 18 minutes. Professor Leo Levy, he used to teach over here in the yeshiva, he used to teach physics, and then he's now connected with Nachon Lev and Baiz Vigan. So he has this in his book on Jewish chronology. He says that it's a mistake, and he documents it based on those Achronim had a different clock. But we follow the, we always usually make the cheshbonos like the Mishnah Berurah that it's 18 minutes. So that's where the whole practice comes from, 18 minute matzahs, that if you stop the machines every 18 minutes and you clean everything out, they only take the first 18 minutes worth of matzahs, so for sure it's not shocked that you have any chomer. Because in less than 18 minutes, if nothing is bothered, unless the room is very hot, which sometimes, unfortunately, is the case. Sometimes the exhaust, like you have the exhaust of a car. So if you put your hand by the exhaust pipe of the car, it's very hot. So the same in a factory. The same, let's say, in the bakery, when you're baking matzah, so there's always an exhaust pipe that lets the heat go out. So if you have the exhaust pipe, have all the heat go back into the room where you have all the raw matzah sitting there, so then it'll be memayah lahachmas, because there's heat in the room, then you're going to have a problem. Unfortunately, some bakeries have that, but under normal circumstances, if it's less than 18 minutes, for sure there's no problem. Yeah, being in an oven is going to for sure be memayah lahachmas, right? You have to make sure that the oven is very, very hot to bake it before it becomes chametz. It has to be over 1,000 degrees temperature. If you're just going to put it in the oven, let's say 400 degrees temperature, and then turn it to chametz before it's going to get baked. I don't know what the shear is, but the guys that know how to bake know what the shear is. The people who bake matzahs can tell you what. 1,200 degrees or something, it has to be a very high temperature. The Gaonim point out, based on the Gemara's, that kemach min ashuk, regular flour, the Ikar HaDin is really acceptable. You can really bake matzahs with kemach min ashuk, and it's only a chumrah that we don't. The Gemara has on Daf Mem Amud Aleph a machlokes regarding the institution of shmura matzah. Is it enough if you have shmura mishas lisha, in the time that you mix the flour with the water, or is it necessary to have shmura mishas kitzira? So that's a machloikis, and many hold Mikra Din, it's really sufficient shmura mishas lisha. That's a fact, the famous Tosis on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph and Beitza. The Tosis asks, how come you're not permitted to go fishing on Yom Tov?
Chacham, you're not permitted to pluck off fruits from the tree on Yom Tov. What happened to the Heter Echol Nefesh? The Tosfos quotes the answer from Yerushalmi that it says in the Chumash, Achah sheyachol echol nefesh hu levado yosa lechem. That pasuk in Parshas Bo that there's a Heter Echol Nefesh on Yom Tov appears right next to the other pasuk that says Shmartem es ha-matzes, that you should make shmir on the matzah. So from what point on do you do shmir on the matzah? So Yerushalmi says we all know from Lisha, Mishas Lisha v'yelav. So therefore, Heter Echol Nefesh only begins Milisha v'yelav. Any melacha that's kodem Lisha, so far removed from the final product that you're going to eat, there's no Heter Echol Nefesh. That's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And there's a whole machlokes harishonim in connection with that drasha in the Talmud Yerushalmi, whether it's only an asmachta mid rabbanon or it's a drasha gemura deraisa. The Ran holds in basis that it's only an asmachta mid rabbanon, and the Ramban and others hold that it's a real drasha gemura deraisa. But the whole drasha is all based on the assumption that shmura matzah mitzvah only requires shmira mishas lisha. It doesn't require shmura mishas kitzira. And that's a machlokes on daf mem amar aleph. What do you need shmura mishas kitzira? Hashal and Rishonim had a paskin. Most of the Rishonim paskin that is really sufficient. Shmura mishas lisha. We're machmer. If a person can be machmer, you should. That you should have shmura mishas kitzira. You should have shmura mishas kitzira. What's the issue of shmura? What's the issue of shmura? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gaon and from the Rishonim and from the Achraim. There are really two aspects to shmura. One aspect is that you need asiya lishma. That's why the Goenim say on Daf Mem, the Ritzvot quotes in on Daf Mem, that a Nochri or a Cherushot of the cotton were not obligated to eat matzah. Whoever is Zainab Torahs cannot create lishma. So you can't allow the Nochri or the Cherushot of the cotton to do the Lisha or the Yafir. You can't allow them to do it in the Sinus Hamayim, the mixing in of the water into the. You can allow the Goen to harvest the grain, you can allow the Goen to grind up the grain and make it into flour. That's not called the Yafir. You can allow the goyim to wash the pots and pans in the bakery, but you can't allow the goyim to do the nesina samayim, or to do the lisha, the kneading of the dough, or the afiyah they're putting into the oven. The afiyah has to be done lishma, and the only one who can create lishma is one who is yeshdim b'teres. It's a mazel that women are mechuyev in for years and years and years. Women used to manufacture the matzahs in Europe. Women always made almonis. Used to make the matzahs. If the din would have been that women, matzahs is really a mitzvah as mangroma. So really, theoretically, the din should have been that women should have been potter from matzah. But the Gemara has a hekish because she eshtem ebal techa chomis eshtem mikumach on matzah. So the women, that's on daf mem gimel, the Gemara says. So since the women, the hani nashi, since the women are mechuyev, the women are muzah not to eat chomis b'pesach because that's a loisese. And Loi says even if it's man gram and nashim amuzer, so therefore the women are also mechuyev and achilas matzah, just the same as the men. So if the women would have been potter from the mitzvah of matzah, they would have been possible according to the goyim and daf men, they would have been possible for asiyas hamatzah l'shma, just like the goyim and just like the cherush of the kot. A mazel that the women are mechuyev and matzah, so they're able to create l'shma. So that's one aspect of shmur matzah, that you need asiyah l'shma. The asiyah lishma, Mishnah Berurah says that's only needed b'shas asiyah. Asiyah doesn't mean harvesting it, it doesn't mean grinding it. It means asiyah, the nesina samayim and the lisha, and the nesina latanu, the asiyah. That's called the asiyah samatza. If you hold that you need shmura mishas kitzira, what does that mean? That's not called asiyah samatza, that's asiyah kemach. That's not asiyah samatza. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Prichadish, no, that's a different word. You need shimu michimus. The shmartam is amatzis. The pshuta shal mikra means you should guard the matzis that it shouldn't turn into chomet shima michimut. So if you need shmura mishas kitzira, it means shima michimut. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the prichodesh this distinction. What if the goyim are going to do the harvesting and the mashgiach is going to watch it to make sure that nothing turns into chomet? Is that good or not? So by the asiyah mamish, by the nesinus hamayim, and by the lisha, and by the afiyah doesn't help. If the Yisrael is aimed al gabov, if the pool is done by the goy, because there you need asiyah lishma, so it doesn't help that someone else is aimed al gabov. The one who does the asiyah mamash has to do lishma. But by the kitzira, by the packaging, by all the other things, that all the other things are not really asiyah hamata. That's just the shima mechimitz. The shima mechimitz is acceptable even if the goy does the harvesting and so on, and the mashgiach is just watching from a distance, unless one should come up with a new ein fal. That's how the Minchas Chinuch suggests an Ein Fal, and the Meiri also has that on Daf Mem. They both quote a Gemara in the end of Chagigah, where the Gemara has a vort, the Negiat Teshima for Tumah V'Tara purposes. The Gemara is talking over there. The Gemara has a lashon, Ein Oda Meshama Masha Biyat Chaveru. I can only watch something well if I'm
If I'm in charge, if I'm doing it, I have my hands on it. How can I really give a shmira on something that you are that you are dealing with? So the Minchas Chinuch has such an Ein Fall to Shtel to that Gemara in the end of Chagiga, and the Miri already has it before him on Daf Mem. I suppose to say that the Mashgiach watching isn't going to help if the Ketira is done by the guy. But the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass him like that. He quotes him to Chodesh, we don't pass him like that. We pass him, there are two aspects to the Shmura Matzah. You need Asiyah Lishma only Bishas Asiyah. That's been the Sina Samayim with the Lisha, with the Afiyah. And there, Yisrael Amir Agabov will not help. And then you need Shima Mechim with the daddy. Yisrael Amir Agabov will help even if it's done by the Nachem. So for Pesach, you have to have Shmura Matzah. That's the Nishmata Mesa Matzah. When exactly do you need the Shmura Matzah? So the Gemara says, B'tzeke Shal Nachrim, if you have those that were needed by Goyim, you're permitted to eat it on Pesach. The Gemara says, Adam Amalek Kreis Mehem, U'bavad She'yachol Kezayis Matzah L'achreinu. For the Kezayis Matzah, for the Mitzvahs Matzah, you need Shmura Matzah. But you don't really need. That's on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara has that. It's Seker Shal Nachem Odin Amalek Reis Mem. Vat Sheyachol Kezayis Matzah Bakreya. It means even though it's needed by Goy, there was no Asiyah Lishma, so it's no good for Shmura Matzah. But nonetheless, you're permitted to eat it. That's seven lines from the bottom. You're permitted to eat it on Pesach. So that's the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, that Shmura Matzah is only needed for the Mitzvah. So the Kezayis Mitzvah, it's not a din that all the Pesach you're not allowed to eat pshutas, you have to eat shmur. The Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara. The Rambam writes as if you need shmur matzah all the 7 days of Pesach. So what does it do with the Gemara? It doesn't quote the Gemara. But still the Rambam does quote something like that. The Rambam says, what is it if you only have a Kezayis of matzah shmura? He does write something like that. So the Magid Mishnah says on the Rambam, Lechatchila, there's a mitzvah, Shmartem is a matzah, that you shouldn't eat any matzah on Pesach that's not Shmura. But if you have no choice, you're going to go hungry the whole Pesach, but then the Rambam also agrees that B'leis B'reza, you won't fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not an Isser to eat non-Meshumadik and matzah. The Rambam holds that it's a Hidah mitzvah to eat Shmura matzah all of Pesach. Some Achrayim were so opposed to this Rambam, they held that even if someone is, the Chayodim quotes those who talk about this, that even if a person has a minig that he's medaktik to eat shmura all of Pesach, it's a minig toys, and you don't even need a hataras nadorim. If a person has a minig toy and he wants to break the minig, he wants to stop observing the minig, so you need a hataras nadorim. So some Achaim said that this is utterly ridiculous. The medaktik on shmura all Pesach is against the Gemara, so it's a minig betoys. So you don't even need the hataras. And others said, no, how can you call the Rambam a minig betoys? So the Rambam understood the Gemara, that there is a mitzvah, a real hidur mitzvah b'shleimus, is to have shmur all the faith. So that's why there are people who are medaktik on that. The Pashto says that it means to have shmur all the Pesach shima mechimut. It does mean that you need asiyah l'shma. The Pashto says you don't need asiyah l'shma. Let's say there are those who are machmir and who hold the big literature in Achronim, if you have machine shmura. Some hold that that's not called Asiyah Lishmo. In order to be called Asiyah Lishmo, a human being has to be doing the whole Asiyah. So he just pushes the button, everything happens automatically. So that was a big machlokes. So the Chazanish and many others before him hold that is called Asiyah Lishmo. Shaila for a machine tzitzis. If you have handmade tzitzis, Asiyah Gavra, Asiyah Yad, two chumras and tzitzis. The tzitzis has to have Asiyah Lishmo. You have to make the strings Asiyah Lishmo. So there are two issues of chumras. One chumra that it should be asiyas yad, it should be made by hand as opposed to machine made, so that costs extra money. And then there are different kinds of tzitzis that are made by hand. Some are made by men, some are made by women. Those that are made by women are less expensive. Those that are made by men, and male laborers, are more expensive than women. In America, the stomach is discrimination. They put you in jail if you pay the women less than you pay the men. No, the women would quit and they'd sue you. But in other countries in Eretz Yisrael, they don't sue you yet. So they have different kinds of tzitzis. So those that are made asiyas yad cost more than machine, as in mechuna. And if it's asiyas gavra means as opposed to asiyas itzo, it'll say on the thing, then it's going to cost more, more money. So that's the chumr. So there are those who are medaktik, they hold that machine made matzahs or machine made tzitzis is not called asiyah lishma. So they insist on having hand shmura. Hand shmura means for the Seder, for the Matzah's mitzvah, you need hand shmura because you need a seal of shmura. But those who are machmur for the Rambam, that you need shmura all the Pesach, It's not the asir lishmo. There are two aspects to the shmura: the shima mechimut, and there's the asir lishmo. The asir lishmo you don't need for the rest of Pesach. What do you mean lishmo? There is no mitzvah b'achilas mat to all of Pesach. The Gemara says that all of Pesach it's only reshus. The first night of Pesach it's a chayv, and the rest of Pesach is a reshus, means that it's optional. The Pashta says it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon came up with such an einfach. The Vilna Gaon with the Bnei Zachum b'ksachidish that it's a mitzvah or reshus. The Pashta Pshat in Gemara reshus means that it's totally optional. It's not that it's a mitzvah or reshus. That if you do behit not but if you volunteer to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, even though you're not obligated to, but if you eat it, then you have fulfilled the mitzvah. The Pashta says not so. Does the Chemed write that there were communities in Europe that they would say the bracha shekadoshanu b'mitzvos and tzmanu al achilas matzah all the 7 days of Pesach? Whenever they would have breakfast, lunch and supper, whenever they would eat matzah, they would say the bracha al achilas matzah. So he says it's wrong. It's a bracha l'matzah. He passed me only say the bracha the first night. Where did they get such an einfach to say a bracha? So it's based on the Vilna Gaon with the Ibn Ezra that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But the Baal Amor says the Pharisee, you only say the bracha the first night. And he discusses why don't you say a bracha the rest of Pesach on the matzah? Not the Pashup Shat is that Kol Shiva, the rest of Pesach is only Rishus. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah so Rishus. It means that it's optional. The optional Pashup Shat, even according to the Rambam, that you need Shmura all of the 7 days of Pesach. The Pashtus is that you need the Shima Mechimut, but you don't need the Asiyah Lishma. So the machine Shmura Lachor would be good for all of Pesach. The Shat is there are two kinds of machine Shmura. There are 18-minute machine Shmura. And then there's a manashev, it's a rather machine shmur, where they just let the machine go for 12 hours in a row. So when you have the machine that keeps on going, you're not makfit to stop everything every 18 minutes and clean everything out. So you really have particles of dough that collect and that sit there for a while, and then they fall back in. After a couple minutes, all the dough collects, then it automatically it falls back into the other. To the matzah as it's rolling down on the conveyor belt, and then it gets pounded down, and it's not lumpy, it's going to be all very smooth. So the pashtus is that you may possibly have some dough that did turn into chametz, but it's already nizbatl. It's already nizbatl. Like chametz is the mashu, so Shulchan Aruch says chametz is the mashu only the Pesach. So in my Pesach, chametz is not the mashu. But I'm eating it on Pesach. I'm not eating it. If you eat it, Kodim HaPesach, I can eat all the chametz I want now. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but chametz is bottle. So if you want to eat it on Erev Pesach, maybe you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's out of the question. But if you want to eat it on Pesach, so chametz is definitely mashu. So that's the machlekes, the mechaber, and the Rambam. The mechaber quotes the Rambam's opinion that afilu chametz in his bottle, Kodim HaPesach, when it comes Pesach, is what we call chayzev neir. It jumps up again. It wakes up again. Chayzev neir. The word neir. Either means to wake up, or near means to regain its strength. It regains its power and its strength, and it's no longer bottled. It's going to be b'mashuhu again. And the Chabad holds that chametz shen is bottled, kodem HaPesach, chozev near when it comes Pesach. And the Ramah says that there are those who disagree, and he makes the compromise, the Ramah makes the compromise, the chilek between lach b'lach as opposed to yovish b'yovish. That if it's a bittul, if it's a tarubis of lach b'lach, where everything is a tarubis of a blila, everything blending in together, if it's nizbatl kodem HaPesach, then it's not going to be chayzev neir. But if it's a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, then it will be chayzev neir. Tarubis yavish b'yavish means like this. I had a chametz dikamatzeh got mixed up with two Pesach dikamatzeh. And I look at them and I can't tell the difference between one and the other. They all look the same. So if that tarubis would occur on Pesach, it would be b'mashu. And even if that tarubis occurred kodem HaPesach, and it was in his buckle already, Chad the tray is buckled, but when it comes Pesach, he's going to say Chayzev Neir. Because each matzah is individual. It's not a tarubis of a blila. It's a tarubis of a suffix. I can't identify which is the Chametz Dik and which is the Pesach Dik matzah. So the Ramor is only makel against the Mechaba, Halacha L'maisa, that you don't say Chayzev Neir if the tarubis is going to be Alach B'Lach tarubis. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, then even the Ramor would say that it's Chayzev Neir. So Rabbi Vadi Yosef writes in one of his tshuvas that even though the Sfardim never followed the Ramah, they always followed the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that you always say Chayzev Neir by Chametz B'Pesach, that it's always been Mashu, even in the Tarubis of Lach B'Lach. But he says here, the Minhag Olam is Lahakil, that we treat the dough, it says in the Magen Avraham, that Kemach B'Kemach is treated as Lach B'Lach, and dough, Issa is also considered Lach B'Lach. It's not a Tarubis of Sofik. How to identify which is the chametz, which is the matzah? Everything got all mushed in together. Got all blended in together. So this is lach b'lach. The Sfardim follow the Ramah over here also. that the Rabbi Avadi Yosef says, Sfarim follow the Ramo, and everybody's noig lahakel on eating machine matzah, even though machine matzah, unless you stop it every 18 minutes, you're always going to have particles that collect, and they're always going to fall back in, they're always going to get blended back in together with the rest of the dough. He says the minhag is lahakel to follow the Ramo, that you say that it's not chazirin. So this is a question. This is fine and dandy if you just want to eat matzah on Pesach. But if you want to eat shmura matzah b'leil haseder for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah, so is that called shmura? That's called shima mechima. Let's say you have a mashgiach watching in a factory. They're making pickles. Or they're making meat salami. They're making salami, kosher salami. So the mashgiach watches the way they pour in a little chazer shmaltz and then a vatel of the shishim. So that's called the hashgacha. And he puts on the yo-yo. This is kosher. I know that it has the shishim. So what's over here? This is shmura matzah. I know that chametz fell in, like Chacham Avadi writes. I know that chametz always falls in, but I know that it's always bottled b'shishim, and I know that it's not chayz avinim. So you know, so that's called hashgacha. So that's, what kind of hashgacha is that? So you can say the minhag olam is lahakel, that we rely, it's too much of a tich, if you tell them to stop the machines every 18 minutes, then they would have to charge, as it is, they were sued by the government. No, Manashevitz was sued, I think, 2-3 years ago for fixing the prices. They have 98% of all the matzahs in America, which is like 50% of the matzahs in the whole wide world. And they were guilty of fixing the prices there. And imagine if they would, and they start baking the Pesach to get matzahs months in advance of Pesach. So imagine if you would require of Manashevitz that they should stop the machines every 18 minutes. And they would fix the prices 18 times as much. It would be prohibitive. It would be gory impossible to buy matzahs for Pesach. So maybe I can understand that it's a shas hadchak and they're not in violation of the name of atanisul lachatchila. What can they do? It happens by itself. It's not chazavini. It's lach v'lach. I understand everything. But you're going to tell me that that's called shmura matzah. That's called shmura. The ABC of shmura matzah, shima mechimus. The fancy, shmancy, delancy is that you should have shima asiyah l'shmo. That's the fancy, the second aspect of shmura matzah. But the ABC of shmura matzah means the pshut shalmik, shmata mekam matzah. Heat up the matzah. It shouldn't turn into chametz. So that's called watching. I watched, and I see that the chametz is falling in and it's bottled the shishim. What kind of a watching is that? The pashtus says that's, I don't know, that's for sure not. That's what I never understood. How can you have such an institution in America? They've had it for years already. For 100 years already they have it. That they have shmura matzah, which is not 18 minute matzah. Shmura matzah that has chametz that keeps on falling in, and it becomes in bottled the shishim, and it's not chayz v'niyah, and that's called shmura matzah. Lo maybe. Anyway, Minig America. They call that shmura matzah. What's the story? When do you have to eat the matzah? Le'el haseder. You have to eat the matzah on Pesach night. Yeah. How late do you have to eat the matzah? So the Gemara has like this on the last daf on Kuf Chof on a day. The last daf in the Masechta is Kuf Chof Aleph. So next to the last daf is Kuf Chof on a day. The Gemara says, well, it says in Ezel Mekoyman, HaPesach Ein Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Is that din the Araista or is that the Rabbanan? So that's the Machlokes of Akiva and Rav Lozer ben Azariah. Rav Lozer ben Azariah holds that Chatzos is a din the Araista, and he learns it out from a pasuk. The Avarta Beretz in Samba Laila said the case of Golbachar Beretz in Mitzrayim, that happened at the split second, that happened at Chatzos. And it says the Avarta Beretz in Samba Laila Hazer. And here it's a pasuk. The same phrase appears balayla is in connection with eating the korban pesach. Rav Lozer ben Azariah has a gzereshov. Amar lahalon ad chatzos ad kan ad chatzos. Just like Makas Bechoris was ad chatzos, so too over here the korban pesach has to be. You have to complete the eating of the korban pesach by chatzos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says Eidam don gzereshov in the Atzma. He doesn't have a tradition of such a gzereshov. It's not true. And minatari can eat the korban pesach all night long. And the halacha that says in the Mishnah is el mekoyman. HaPesach Ein Nechal Ela Chatzos is only a din de Rabban. Fine, so it's a machlokes atanoim whether the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a din de Araisa or a din de Rabban. How do we pass an halacha on a ma'isa? It's 2 days in Pesach. A kuf kof on a day, so long Pesach. Omar Rove, Pesach has 2 days. One day in Pesach is that we pass an halacha kistam mishnah. And that Stam Mishnah in the Siddur and Ezel Mekoymon is like Rav Lozer ben Azariah. Because it says the Gemara in Zvachim is Medai compared to Ezel Mekoymon. HaPesach Eino Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. It's a double negative. Eino Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. It doesn't say Ochlum Es HaPesach Kodem Chatzos. It doesn't say Eino Ochlum Es HaPesach Acha Chatzos. It says ein anechel elo ad chatzer. It may only be eaten before chatzer. So the Gemara in Zrochem is medayik the double negative. That sounds like it's a very strict stern halacha. That sounds like it's a dead giveaway that it's a din deraisa. And the Stam Mishnah is like our blazim and azar. So that led a group of the Balei HaTosfos to believe that the halacha should be like our blazim and azar. Usually you have a plow, but everything is machlokes Rebbe Akiva and somebody else, so we pass them like Rebbe Akiva. Is this an exception? So Rebbe Akiva holds chatzos is only the rabbana by Korban Pesach. Should we say that this is an exception to the rule? So that's the machlokes HaRishon. Kam Shem say, yeah, because you have a Stam Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman that the Gemara in Zvachim says follows Rav Blazer ben Azarshi. What's the difference halacha l'maisa whether Chatzos is derayta, Chatzos is derabbanan? Ben Kol V'Kol, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So the Gemara here on Kufchof on the Bay says the difference halacha l'maisa is what about eating matzah? Bizman hazeh l'acha Chatzos. If the din of Chatzos is only mid the rabbanon regarding Korban Pesach, so it's a gzeirah shema yovel liyoch l'acha Chatzos. Maybe if they would have had watches bizman atanoim, bizman amigdash, maybe they wouldn't have made the gzeirah the rabbanon. But it doesn't help. L'maisa they didn't have any watches, so they made a gzeirah the rabbanon bizman amigdash that you're not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, because you may forget and eat it after Alos HaShach. After Alos HaShach is still very dark outside. So if you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach at 2 o'clock in the morning, what time is sunrise now? A little after 6. Alos HaShach is after around 4:30. So 4 o'clock you can eat the Korban Pesach. You look outside, it's pitch black. You look outside, 4:30 is also pitch black. Slight difference. It's not indiscernible between before Alos HaShach and after Alos HaShach. We have watches, so we can calculate what time is Alos HaShach. We look on a watch, so we know. Look outside, it's very hard to tell. If the fellow is going to eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShach, he'll be over and eat the Koris. And he said the rice of Koris. If he'll eat it after Chatzos Balayla, it'll be Mutam and Atar, it's a mitzvah. So the Chachamim were afraid if you'll allow the people to follow the din deraisa that you're allowed to eat it after Chatzos, then they forget and eat it after Alos HaShach. So that's why they introduced the Gzeirah Rabbanan, not to eat it after Chatzos. You make a gzeirah, don't eat it after 10 o'clock at night, because that's already too far. So they said Chatzos is enough. Even if you'll make a mistake, you leave it at 12:30, you won't have a watch. Make a mistake, you eat it at 12:30, but he's not going to make a mistake and eat it at 4:45 in the morning. After Alos HaShach, from Chatzos till 4:45 is a long distance in time. So if that's the reason for the din of Chatzos, it's only made the Rabbanon, that's how Rabbi Kiva holds, then the Gemara assumes that it only makes sense to make such a gzeirah by the Korban Pesach. Ushmartem es mishmarti, asum mishmaris le mishmarti, make a siyog for a lois essay, lest the person will make a mistake and come to eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShach, which is an Isad Koris of Naisa. But regarding mitzvahs matzah, what should you make a gzeirah? We shouldn't allow you to eat the matzah after Chatzos, lest you'll make a mistake and eat the matzah after Alos HaShach. So what's the great tragedy? So you ate the matzah after Alos HaShach. So what happened? So you weren't here to the mitzvah of matzah. So you ate before Shacharis. No. So he ate before Shacharis. So that's the reason why. All year long, they never made a gzera that you're not allowed to eat food after Chatzos, lest you eat after Alos HaShach. They never made a gzera. So that's not the reason why they're worried over here on Pesach. So what's the hashash? We shouldn't allow you to eat the matzah after Chatzos, lest you'll eat it after Alos HaShach. And you say a bracha levatola, shekadoshanu b'mitzvah tzivano, al achilas matzah. No. We assume, like the Balei HaTosfos, that bracha levatola is only the rabbanon. So you're not going to make a gzera prohibiting people from eating matzah after Chatzos, lest they'll eat it at 4:45 when it's already after Alos HaShach. So he won't be here to the mitzvah. So they'll say a bracha levatola. Nish gefelach. You know, that's the shmarta mis mishmarti. Asum mishmeres l'mishmarti v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. You're not allowed to make a gzeirah l'gzeirah. So that's how the Gemara reads over here on daf kuf chaf on the base. If the din of chatzos by Korban Pesach goof is only a gzeirah derabbanon, so then they only had a right to make a gzeirah by the Korban Pesach. They're not going to make any gzeirah by matzah and by morah. But if you hold that the din of chatzos is deraisa by Korban Pesach, then you have a hekish. Iskish le Pesach ke Pesach dami. Since it's written together in the same pasuk. The two dinim are written together in St. Pasuk, Matzah and Maror in Korban Pesach, so the shear of Chatzos Deraisa, according to Blazam and Azaria, applies equally to the Matzah and the Maror as well. So that's what Tosfos writes. Nuk is a machlokes, a folly of Tosfos, whether we pass them like our Blazam and Azaria, or you pass them like Rebbe Akiva. So according to the Tzad that you pass them like our Blazam and Azaria, then the Gemara says the same. You have to be careful to finish eating the Matzah in the Maror before Chatzot. So when do you eat the matzah? When is it the matzah? So that's a further machlokes of Rishonim. When is it? So that's why it's a Shulchan Aruch. You should be careful to eat the matzah before Chatzot. Matzah tomorrow. So when is the matzah? So that's a further machlokes of Rishonim. When do we eat the matzah to the Yotzeh? So the Rosh says, like we all assume, when you say the bracha alachinus matzah, eat the matzah, then you eat the matzah. And the Tosis and the Rashbam say not so. Tosis and the Rashbam claim that the afikoymen is eaten at the end of the meal, l'shem mitzvah matzah. And the bracha that we say in the beginning of the meal, hamotzin alachinus matzah, we really don't have in mind at that time to be out to the mitzvah of matzah. We say the bracha because we're eating matzah. You always eat bread at the beginning of the meal in order to cover dvam abay machmas hasur, in order not to have to say brachas on all the other food. So at the beginning of the meal when we eat the matzah, the tosfos and the Rashbam hold that we don't have in mind to be out to the mitzvah. We're only out to the mitzvah of matzah with the gezayis hafikayim that you have at the end of the meal. That's the Rashbam on kuf yutes on the day. And the Tosfos over here, Tosfos over here, Kuf Chof Amin Aleph, the top Tosfos, that's how they both say. So that's why the Rishonim have this Chumer that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you should be careful to eat the Afikoymen by Chatzot. Why? Because according to the Tosfos in the Rashbam, the Afikoymen is the Ikan Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, and you have to be Choshish, maybe the din is like Rav Lozer Ben Azariah, who holds that Chatzot is a din deraisa, and then you have a Hekesh between Pesach Matzah and Maror. So you have to finish eating the matzah tomorrow also by Chatzos. So tomorrow we already ate before Chatzos. But the Afikoymen is considered the Ikan Mitzvah's not. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ran and Megillah. It goes one step further. That even though the Hekish is only written in the Chumash regarding Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, that they should all be before Chatzos, Minatorah. But who are dinami all of the mitzvahs halayla mid the Rabbanah, namely Arba Kosev. All the mitzvahs should be completed by Chatzos. So that you can say after Chatzos. Chad Gad you can say after Chatzos. Kilo no kilo yo, that's okay. That you can say after Chatzos. But the Arba Kosev, the four brachas on the Kosev, that's what the Ramah quotes from the Ran and Megillah, that one should be medactic to finish all the Arba Kosev by Chatzos. That's the machlokes, whether you should only be machmer for the Afikoymen by Chatzos, we should even be machmer for the Abakar. Of course, if a person lives closer to the North Pole, if you live in Gated, people who live in northern regions of England, it's not shy, because the Tesach Kachavim is not until 11 o'clock, and then Chatzos is going to be half an hour later. You don't have a half an hour to run through the whole Agoda. So if you live close to the North Pole, you live in St. Petersburg or something like that, so it's not shaykh to be machman to finish everything by Chatzos. So Balei's Jairus, we follow the Ikaradin. Ikaradin, we hold our lochas like Rebbe Kiva. The Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, and it was only introduced by Korban Pesach. It was never made vinegar to Matzah and Mora and Arba Kosev. But if you live closer down to the equator, if you live in New York or in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Shulchan Aruch recommends you should be machmer for all of these opinions. That half of the Balei Atosis, a group of the Balei Atosis held, the Halacha Kistam Mishnah, the din is like Rav Lozer Ben Azariah. Once you hold halachas like Rav Lozer Ben Azariah, so then Chatzos is deraisa. So you have the hekesh between Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Everything should be eaten by Chatzos, and everything includes Afikoymen, because Afikoymen is Ikar Mitzvah Matzah according to Tosfos and Rashba. And then the Ran goes the next step that even the Arba Kosev, all the mitzvahs halayla should be done by. That's the question. When you say there's a din on the mitzvahs halayla, there's a hekesh that there's man of Matzah and Maror is the same as this man of Korban Pesach. Does that hekesh apply also on the level of the Rabbanan to Arba Kosev or not? Is there a din that Arba Kosev also need the same zman or not? That's the Shaila B'negir to starting the Seder. The Kosev writes on the first Mishnah in Arvid Pesachim that the Mishnah says you shouldn't begin the Seder Ad Shetechshach. What do those last two words mean? You're not allowed to begin to eat the meal Ad Shetechshach. What's Ad Shetechshach? The Tosfos has a chiddush. Not all the Rishonim agree. Tosfos has a chiddush that even if the person wants to be moisit mechoil ala kodesh, and he wants to say kiddush early, like on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, all other Yom Tov, all other Shabbosim, on Pesach night you can't do that, because the pasuk says they claim that this is what it means in the Tosefta. Other Balei Tosfos deny, but that's what Tosfos says. The Rimi Kurvail is in the Tosfos on Tzadik Tes on the days of Maskal Ad Shetechshach. It says in the Chumash Brachos Hakosa Balaylo Hazeh. You have to eat the Korban Pesach Balaylo. Umatzah Maror is Kishu LePesach. That's the Gemara called Chof on the base because it's written in the same passage. And just like the Gemara says that there's a hekish when it gets to the Sofazman that you can't be Yoytze Matzah Maror after Chatzoyt. If you hold like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah that Chatzoyt is their Isa, so too there is Kishu when it gets to the Tchilas Hazman. That one would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach during the Zman of Tosefes Yontif, because even though you're Moshe Mechoyel HaKodesh, you only mekabel the Kedusha Sayyem of Yontif earlier, but it doesn't convert it into Laila. You can't say that it's a Yochlas Abbasab Laila Hazeh. Laila is only after Tzeitzah Kechotif, when you know for sure that it's Laila. Just like one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach during the Zman of Tosefes, so too one, Tesis claims, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Morah during this man of that we don't have any Korban Pesach. You can also not fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Morah during this man of Tosefet. So how did we jump from there to say that you can't begin Kiddush till after Tzeitzah Kechavim? Because we say that even though the Hekish on the level of the rice only applies Pesach, Matzah, Umorah, there clearly is no Hekish for Abrikosa is only the Rabbanon. But once they introduced Abrikosa, so they declared as if the Hekish goes on Abrikosa and says, well, mid the Rabbanon. The Hekish goes, all mitzvahs halaylo are iskishuwa hadodim in a year to this month. That you shouldn't begin to say the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is the first of the Abrikosa. You shouldn't begin to say the Kiddush until after Tzeitzah Kechavim, because we require all the mitzvahs halaylo. And every other Shabbos and Yom Tov Tzeitzah Hon, you may say Kiddush mid bod yom. But aleil Pesach not, because the Kiddush is the first of the Abrikosa. And the Abrikosas are also included in the Hekish. So that Taisus is like the Ran said in Megillah. The Ran taught the Taisus. He doesn't tell you where the Taisus is. This is it. The Ran said in Megillah that if you're going to be Machmir to finish the Afikaiman before Chatzais, that's not only the Afikaiman, because Afikaiman is Zika Mitzvah Smatz. He says all the Abrikosas. Because everything is Iskish. Where is that Taisus? This is our friend who said, we don't have that Taisus. Of course we have that Taisus. That Taisus is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't begin to say Kiddush. Because we require even the Abrikosas are also Yiskashu, the Korban Pesach, and you need Balayla Azeh, Bechlas Abbas, Balayla Azeh, doesn't only go on Korban Pesach, it goes on Matzah Mor, it goes on the Abrikosas as well. In Brochus on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara says you can make Kiddush Mubo Yom, you can be Mekal B'Shabbos and make Kiddush when the sun is still shining, there's a Tesvei Harosh. We don't have this printed on the Daf and Atesvei. Tesvei Harosh quotes other Rishonim who disagree on the first step. They say you can even eat Korban Pesach when the sun is shining on Erev Pesach. Aitz Vachos Habasa Balaylo Hazeh. And the Gemara says Balaylo Velo Bayom. That if you eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the Gemara says you right around this Easter Asay. So the Tesvei Harosh says no. That's the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara says Vachos Habasa Balaylo Hazeh is an Easter Asay. Balaylo and Bayom Lo. That if you eat the Korban Pesach Bayom Erev Pesach, the Ravan and Easter Esther. So the Tetzir Rosh quotes other Balatai saying, no, that means if you eat it on Erev Pesach before you, Mekabel Kedushas Yontif. But if the person was Mekabel Alatma Kedushas Hayoyim, if there is such a thing as Tetzis Yontif, if you believe in Tetzis Yontif, the Ramah maybe holds there's no Tetzis Shabbos, no Tetzis Yontif, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist possibly. But if you hold that there is such a thing as Tetzis Yontif, that if you must, Mekabel Alat Kodesh, it's Chal, so then the Tetzir Rosh says, you can even eat the Korban Pesach Mebod Yom. That's a chiddush. But the most of the Balei Atesis hold not so. That's out of the question. You can't be Yoytze Korban Pesach and Bogyo. It says Balayla Azeh. Balayla means Dafka Balayla. Not in the morning of the first day Pesach and not on Erev Pesach, even though you are Moisif Mechoyla Vakodesh. You can't be Yoytze. So who are the Nama? You have the Hekish, the Negeta Mata and Mora, and the Negeta all the Abakosis as well.
Have in mind to be Yotzei then, yeah.
Have in mind the fairies to be Yotzei then you won't have to eat the Afikomen. According to Tosfos and the Rashbam, the only reason to eat the Afikomen is that that's the mitzvah must. The Rosh disagrees. Usually we follow the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees. He says that that's not correct. He says the mitzvah matzah you ate at the beginning of the meal when you said the bracha al achilas matzah. You had your kazayis matzah. And afikomen is echel pesach, which was always nechal al asova. They always used to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. That's the din in the mechilta has. The Babli never has that din. Pesach nechal al asova.
Yes.
has it a little bit, but it doesn't really spell it out. The Yerushalmi explains what it means. HaPesach Nechal Al HaSova, according to the Yerushalmi, means that it's eaten Pesach and Dafayinam and Allah, quotes the Yerushalmi. The Pesach should be eaten at the end of the meal, because people aren't allowed to eat too much on our Pesach in the afternoon, or morning, afternoon, especially if they're fasting. So they're going to be starving when it comes to Pesach night. They're hungry, especially if they, you say, the first half of the Haggadah, so they're going to be hungrier. So then, by the time it comes to eat the meal of the Korban Pesach, in their eagerness, in their haste to eat the flesh, because they're hungry, they may by mistake break one of the bones, and the Korban Pesach is a very soft, has very soft bones, because it's a very young animal. That's the season of the year that the animals are born. And they're very tiny and they're very soft. If you wait till next year, if you have, the animals are born in the Nisan time, in the springtime. If you wait till next year, then it's possible for Korban Pesach, because it's a Pesach Shavar Shnasa. If it's past the first birthday, it's no good. So you have to use one that was born this year, and it has to be Ben Shmein Ayam, has to be 8 days old. But it's just going to be a week and a half old. It's going to be 2 weeks old. That's about all. So it has very soft bones. So it's very easy to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. You can chew into it accidentally, or you can break it accidentally without even trying, without even meaning to break the bones. So the Yerushalmi says they made Gzeira de Rabbanan. The Yerushalmi holds that this din, that a Pesach Nechal Al HaSova, is only a din de Rabbanan, Gzeira Mishum Shvira Setzim. So you may by mistake break some of the bones. So the Yerushalmi understands if the guy is already eating the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, he's not starving, he's not in such eagerness, he's not in such a rush to swallow some of the food. So we're not concerned, we're not afraid that he's going to break the bones. So the Yerushalmi understands HaPesach Nechal Al HaSova the way we usually assume, that it means he eat it at the end of the meal. So there's mana zeh that there's no Korban Pesach, so we make a Zechal HaPesach by having Afikaimen at the end. And the Afikaimen is the Zechal HaPesach. That's how the Rosh understands. That's how we all be pashtus learn the Mishnah also. In the end of the Masechta, it says, "Ein maftir nacha Pesach hafikamen." You're not allowed to eat dessert after you finish eating the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What about bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, we don't have any Korban Pesach, so we eat matzah at the end, zeichel Pesach. The matzah is eaten at the end of the meal, zeichel Pesach, because the Pesach was nechal al asov at the end of the meal. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Does the din of the Mishnah apply also? That ein maftir nacha matzah afikaimen, that you shouldn't eat anything. We call the last thing afikaimen because you're not allowed to eat dessert after it. The Gemara has a machlokes, and we pass in that the din does apply, even if man has said the din applies. Or the Mishnah and Kuf Chof HaMer Aleph says, Yerushna Miktsasa and Yeruch Lukulan Loyach. Let's say you have a group of people are sitting and eating the afikaimen, the Rashbam says, the Shulchan Aruch says, they started eating the afikaimen. Hiskid Alech Al Pivkon. The Yikir din in the Mishnah goes, they're in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach, and then they all fell asleep. But the Mishnah says, if everybody fell asleep, lo yochlu, they're not permitted to continue eating. Why? So there are two pshatim the Rishonim give. The Ravid writes, based on the Gemara earlier, that Korbanus need Shmira. The Pasuk says that Truma need Shmira. Mishmar Temesim. How does it say? Mishmeres Trumaisa. It says Mishmeres Trumaisa. And the Rashi writes on the first Dach and Chulin, on that base and the days, that if there's a din of Mishmeres by Truma, it's a Kalvachayman that you need Shmira by Korbanus. Shmira is that you have to have mishmeres, that it shouldn't become nitma. You have to be careful that it doesn't become tummy. What if somebody has bizarre korbanos and he's not careful? He left it in an exposed position and he walked away for a few hours and he comes back and he doesn't know whether it became nitma or did not become nitma. Does he have the right to shtel after chazoket that 3 hours ago it was tohar? He has the right to assume that it's still tohar. The Gemara says maybe you should have had the right to shtel after chazoket, but there's a psul of hesach hadas. If nobody was watching it, then there's halacha that it's possible because it may have become nitma. There's a machlokes amaroim in the Gemara in the Lamed, whether the psum hesach hadas is b'toras vaday or b'toras sofik. Is it because it's a sofik shema nitma, or do you say because of the possibility shema nitma, therefore it's possible b'toras vaday because it's a lack of nishmeres? But whatever it is, there is such a psul of hesach hadas. But the Ravid learns that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. If the people are sitting and eating the Korban Pesach and then they fell asleep and they left the Korban Pesach on their plate in an exposed position, and there is a theoretical possibility that somebody came in who was tummy and touched it and then they walked out. If all the doors and all the windows are locked and it's not shaykh that anybody walked in, what could have happened? A mouse jumped down and the mouse is alive. If it's jumping around, it's alive, so it's not metame. A dead mouse is metame. A live mouse is not metame. So there's nothing that could have been metame yet. So there's no problem of mishmeres. But if they left the doors open, and it could be that a goy came in and touched it, it could be that Adam Tommy came in and touched it, or something like that.
So then there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. That's how the Ravid learns Pshat. The Rashbam learns a different shot. If everybody fell asleep at the table in the middle of the Achilas Korban Pesach, so when they wake up, they're not permitted to continue to eat because it's nirei ke'ochel tischa b'shnei mekoymes. The Gemara learns that there's a, the Rashbam quotes from Daf Pei Vav. There's a machlokes hatanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. How do you read the psukim? Asoytim min abasa min apesach chutza. There's a machlokes hatanoim how to read the pshat in the pasuk. So he says we pass like the Stam Mishnah, that you may shech the Korban Pesach and give half of it to one group of people who will eat it and one bite, and half to another group of people who eat it and another bite. HaPesach nechol d'shnei mekoymes. The Korban Pesach may be divided in two and eat part of it in one place, part of it in another place. However, ein ha'oichel oichel d'shnei mekoymes. That's the bottom Rashbam on Kuf Chof HaMenal, according to Gemara from Pei Vav HaMenal. We pass like Rabbi Yude, one who starts to eat the Korban Pesach over here is not permitted to continue to eat it in another place, in a shinui makom. We know that there's a din of shinui makom, and again, to bichas hanenin. That's also at the beginning of Perek Avri Pesachim. That if a person is eating some vegetables, or he's eating meat or chicken in one room, and then in the middle he walks out for a minute, he walks out of the room, he walks out of the apartment, and then he wants to continue eating there. He walks out, he walks back in, he wants to continue eating here. So there's a din in the Gemara, the Shinim Makom Sarach Levar. If you made a Shinim Makom, it's considered a new Achila and you have to say a new Bracha. The Bracha that you said in the beginning doesn't cover the new Achila in the new place. There are rules and regulations sometimes. It does. It was Mecheda Lecheda Bosa Bais and you had Kavana. Then it's not called Shinim Makom. But they're, basically the din is the Shinim Makom Sarach Levar. So we usually have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabban and Kain Derais the Tikkun. All the din of the Rabban are a pattern after din of Derais. Where do you have on a level of the rice is such a concept that if you make a shino makom that is considered a new achila and it's not a hemshah from the original achila? Where do you have such a din? So that's the din over here, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ein ha ochil ochil b'shnei mekomos. A pesach nechol b'shnei mekomos b'shnei chaburis. You can shech the korban pesach and divide it into two, and one group will eat it over here, one group will eat their half over there. But ein ha ochil, the gavra, the person who's eating, is not allowed to eat in two different places. Either you eat over here or you eat over there. If you started to eat over here, then you're stuck, then you're arrested, and you got to finish eating all the Korban Pesach you want to eat here, and you can't go switch to decide to switch horses in midstream to decide you want to go continue eating over there. If it's a Shina Mokom, so it's considered a new Achila. As much as you can eat 10 kizeis from over here, it's all considered one big Achila. But if you're going to make a Shina Mokom, that's called a new Achila, and then new Achila is also in the Korban Pesach. Oichel can only have one Achila. Rav Shimon holds, that's how Rav Yehuda holds, Rav Shimon holds Vakeret. Ochel ochel b'shnei mekoymes. The gavra may eat in two places. However, the Korban Pesach may not be eaten b'shtei chaburit. Machlokes hatanoim. So the Rashbam learns pshat in the Mishnah, if the people are in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach and they all fell asleep at the table and nobody's there. It doesn't learn like the Ravid, that it's an issue of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas depends on the windows and the doors locked or open. So the Rashbam doesn't learn like that. He says that it's a gzeira de Rabbanon, that they're not allowed to continue eating since they all originally there with the family, must be an old age home over there. How come they fall asleep in the middle of the Korban Pesach? So they all fell asleep in the middle of the Korban Pesach, these 25 people. They all dozed off at Shiloh, dozed off at Mamish fell asleep. It's Namnim are sleeping. Discussion in Tanakh. And then when they wake up, so it's considered as if it's a new Makom. As if it's Ha'echel Ha'echel B'Shnei Mekaymes. Before they fell asleep, we considered one Makom, now we consider it a new Makom. Why should it be considered new makom? Midirabbanon. Azoy Dr. Rashbam. Midirabbanon. The nire ke'echol tischa b'shtei mekonis. Ha'yachas she'yoshnu, since they all fell asleep, hisichu daitan le'echolo, everybody had a hesach hadas, v'chashiv le'i tana ke'achilu shnei mekonis. V'chumra b'yalmahu. It's v'chumra midirabbanon. Whatever the hesber is, that's the din of the Mishnah. So the Rishonim say that din also applies b'zman hazeh. Once they started eating the afikomen, we treat the afikomen as if it were the Korban Pesach. So if everybody fell asleep in the middle of the afikomen, then they're not allowed to continue eating. They're not permitted to continue eating for whatever reason. Whether you learn like the Ravid that Hesach Hadas Pasul, or you learn like the Rashbam that it's considered Ha'ochel Ochel B'Shnei Mekoymes. We treat the afikomen that we eat at the end like the Rosh. We follow the Rosh. We treat the afikomen at the end as if it were a make-believe Korban Pesach. That's why the Maharil, this quote in the Shulchan Aruch, Maharil says that since in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they always used to eat two kizeisim of the Korban Pesach, not one kizayim. The Rambam says they always ate two kizaisim of the Korban Pesach. So too, bizman hazeh, you should eat two kizaisim of the afikomen, because the afikomen is eating the zechal Pesach. You should have two kizaisim of the afikomen. The Taz and the other nice again say they never heard of this, that you eat two kizaisim of the Korban Pesach. But the Maram Chalavah and Arif Sochim points this out. Tosfos already pointed out they got stuck. Tosfos doesn't know the answer. The Maram Chalavah gives you the answer based on the Rambam. We have a din, you're not allowed to eat lunch late in the afternoon on Arif Pesach in order not to ruin your appetite, in order to make sure that you eat the Korban Pesach l'teyovon, in order that you should really be hungry when you eat it. That's on the one hand. Then on the other hand, you say, "Ema ktir nacha pesach hapikam." You have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end. Nechal al atova, at the end of the meal. What do you mean at the end of the meal? Here you say you eat it at the beginning of the meal, in order to eat it l'teyavon, and then you say you eat it at the end of the meal. So which is it? There it is. It's tzvei halachas, tzvei kazayis. You eat one kazayis in the beginning of the meal that you eat l'teyavon, but you tell him only one kazayis. If you're going to let him eat more, he may be munching away. He'll chew into the bone. He won't realize that he's chewing a bone accidentally. That's also. Is an Isser of Etzmele Shishburba, even if he chews into the bone by mistake. So you tell him in the beginning you have to eat one kazayis only of the Sarah Pesach L'Teyovon. And then we'll let you eat more at the end of the meal. Then he eats another kazayis at the end. One at the beginning, one at the end. That's how the Rambam writes it. He eats one at the beginning and one at the end. The Mishnah in the end of Stochim, the last Mishnah, Kuf Kof Aleph and Aleph, has the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel regarding the brachas that one recites before eating the Korban Pesach and before eating the Chagiga Sarba Osa. And there Pesach they brought a Korban Chagiga. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if you said the brach on the Korban Pesach, you don't have to say brach when you eat the Chagiga Sarba Osa. If you said a brach on the Chagiga, you do have to say a brach on the Korban Pesach. If you said a brach on the Korban Pesach, you don't have to say a brach on eating of the Chagiga. It's a discussion why. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you got to say two separate brachas. Lo zu pater shel zu, lo zu pater shel zu. So the Yorzarua, and it goes straight on Maseches Pesachim, a running commentary. The Yorzarua, the Rishon, the Baal HaTosfos, asked Akasha, what do you mean? When did you say a brach on the Korban Pesach? You eat the Chagiga first. You ought to eat the Korban Pesach al Asova. Eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. Pesach nechal al Asova mishum shvira setzim. So if you're eating the Chagiga first, so what do you mean? Birach al Pesach pater es hazeva. How is that possible that you said the brach on the Korban Pesach? So he says, and okim to pshat. This is a famous Yazarut. This is quoted in Yeridaya. Yazarut says, Hachamar Sinan, he ate the Chagiga, he said Hamoitzi at the beginning, said Kiddush, then he says the Hagodah, then he says Hamoitzi, and then in the middle of the meal, he eats the Chagiga Sarba, so he doesn't have to say Shahakalim, but he already said Hamoitzi. But he was supposed to have said a bracha, Shekadishonah b'mitzvos v'tzivonu, al achilas hazera. He forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah, Oivalas Yosem. Yazarut says, Hachamar Sinan, and Akim Tepshat. He forgot to say the bracha, Oivalas Yosem. He already finished eating the Chagiga Sarba. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach and he looks into the Haggadah and he says, hey, I was supposed to say a bracha on the Chagiga Sarba Osa. Well, now I have to say a bracha on the Korban Pesach. So maybe Berach Ala Pesach, Potter Es HaZerach. Maybe there's no need to say a bracha for the Chagiga Sarba Osa that I ate already. So Rabbi Shmuel says, look, if you're going to say a bracha on the Korban Pesach, forget about the bracha on the Chagiga Sarba Osa. It's not necessary. This will cover that bracha. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Lozu Pater Es Zul, Lozu Pater Es Zul. You have to say the bracha La Acharas Yosom. And the Chagiga Sarba Osa that you ate already, and now you have to say the bracha Eivul Asiyosam at the Korban Pesach that you're about to eat. And it's from this interpretation, there was a rule stood on his head here. So this interpretation that there was a rule learns the din. There are more paskins like in Yeridaya, Sim and Yutek, a long shach over there. There are more paskins la loche. Even though one is obligated to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah Eivul Asiyosam, what if by mistake he forgot to say the bracha Eivul Asiyosam? He already took off his tefillin. He forgot to say the bracha before he put on the tefillin, before he put on the talis. He already took off the talis and the tefillin. Can he say the bracha now after he already removed it? If it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a little too late to say the bracha for the tefillin that was 6 o'clock in the morning. But he just took off the tefillin, he's wrapping it up and putting it away, and he forgot to say the bracha. So the Yozeru says that b'diyevid one can say the bracha la'achar asiyosam. It's the Purush in the Mishnah. That's what it says. The Purush in the Mishnah. Otherwise, you don't understand. How can it be Pirach ala Pesach, Pateres al Zevach? He eats the Zevach before the Pesach. So this whole Hechrich of the Yozeruah
is only Lefishi Tassai, that he understood that you only eat the Korban Pesach at the end. You eat first the Chagigas Arba Asar, where there is no Issa Shviras Etzem. So you can break all the bones you want, you can chew up all the bones you want, give them to eat, enjoy it. And then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, Allah Sava Mishum Shviras Etzem. But according to the Rambam holds that even B'nei'evet, you cannot say a bracha lachar asiyos. So what is the Rambam going to do with this Mishnah? So according to the Rambam, Bamis, one could have said a pashat epshat. Eat the Korban Pesach twice. First you eat in the beginning of the meal, l'teyavon, then you eat the chagigas habos, and then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, the last kazayim. So the Mishnah goes, pashat, tzirach ala pesach. He says the bracha ala chilas Korban Pesach on the first kazayim that he eats. But the Rezal Zerach is going to eat the Chagigas HaBasa later in the middle of the meal. First you eat Pesach, then you eat Zerach, then you eat Pesach at the end. Eat Greek. So that's how the Rama for him has all the kashas. The way the Rama reads the Mishnah. Okay, B'lein Erev tomorrow. We'll continue. Tomorrow, what time? Usually we learn on Thursday at 10:45. It's been a long time since we learned. Okay, 10:45 B'lein Erev. So.